ASMR. Autonomous.
Who's there?
Meridian response.
I ASified.
Right. What a juggalo. What a juggalo.
Oh boy, you woke up.
That was stupid.
Oops. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
The machine gun of awesomeness.
That's the purpose.
What's going on here? Never surrender.
And shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot
water. No, trying to tase me.
Going to bathroom in their driveway.
Humiliating.
Shut up, dog.
We had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch. A swing.
I love her.
Will she go to the music?
Yanked off. Following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get.
Often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a new and
building up again.
A game.
Unfortunately, right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a collar with a bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
I'm not incompetent. You're incompetent. You better know.
Tell me to calm down.
Where can I get
some
marijuana?
Excuse me? I'm about to wreck as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That Huey guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Okay. How you pronounce the word?
Chug-a-ma-loo-ma-nick-a-nick. Hab-a-loo-ka-me. Good to the University of Texas. Goodbye to the urge. Good old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well.
Oh,
goodbye to versatility. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken with a bucket, just go, hick it up, hug it up. What in the world do that mean?
The morning number for everything. 866-866-235-468. Hello, class.
Hey.
Hey, how are we today?
And how are you feeling, Mr. Molnar? Are you ready to call
the hoop?
I guess.
The
I was looking at one last time.
No kidding.
I still think I have a shot,
but
court.
Oh, did you go down yesterday?
I didn't play. No, I just
stared at it.
There's a net on that one, so maybe that was throwing me off.
The once that net comes off, it probably opens up a good 8-9 inches. So through that,
so hopefully our guy shows up.
Now, are you gonna go? Are you gonna go the way that we
rim
the way that we discussed it?
He's gonna bring the whole thing in.
Are you a Jazzy went for him?
Oh,
with the split and the leg up?
No.
That may be the way to go.
I can't even see. That was like...
No, that's straight up. Do north, do south. You know.
I think I'm going to first try to bring it
okay
up my...
I'm sorry?
It's impossible. No, I'm going to do... I'm going to have to... Have
you got a pencil.
Yeah, oh, that's... My arms are going up. I'm not showing off.
Yeah, no.
I will, I guess, have somebody pull it down from the top.
Yeah, I'll just jam that bitch right straight down.
I think I should go with the harder...
Well, and start from the bottom.
and make my way...
And then kind of wiggle through it.
I think that's
my... your way to go. Why? And you're wearing a dress. I don't know what the
that's
hell
what
you
I
were
said
thinking.
To her when she walked in. I was like, is that appropriate wear to go through a basketball hoop? She's like, didn't even think about it.
Yeah, no, but you're going to... Legs around. Like, not around. Like, now I'm going to have to start to squirrel or nothing coming around. Well, she can go either
head
way.
First.
It's up to her. But if you catch a grommet on the... again, how long the dress is, your legs still have to start moving. Especially if you go the way, which is the hula hoop method. You're going to have to squat and do the whole thing.
She's got bloomers on. I'm taking my pants off.
I don't blame you. I would, too.
I have a special shirt.
Wait, hold on. What did we go with? Your Leonard Skinner shirt?
John Eddie Jack Daniels shirt. Yes, I guess I will. I wish I could leave the sweat after I accomplished the hashtag Tyler can fit feet.
Right.
But because it's not going to happen, I may as well start.
Well, I don't like the
negative. You went from like confident.
Nailed yesterday.
Yeah.
I photo on tour last night. It's small. It's really tiny.
But it's the same size that you imagined.
I didn't imagine it.
Oh boy.
I saw.
But you played basketball your whole life.
I still.
Right.
But just to start by wearing the Superman shirt.
Oh dear God, Tyler.
Instead of waiting to reveal it when I'm stuck in there, when you're taking stuff off of me to try to get me out of it.
We're rubbing.
Oh, I gotta cut that off.
No, we're up on his shoulder.
Oh, I gotta call my butt. It's at the hospital to get players' jerseys. Well, how many shirts you have on today?
I just have the sweatshirt and Superman a shirt underneath.
Oh, you have three shirts? Like, it's hot out.
I go in public with a Superman shirt after I leave here.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so I have a shirt underneath. Trust me, this extra layer of fabric isn't going to affect whether or not I can get through.
That's what that guy said at hoop. He didn't have no shirt on, and he ended up getting stuck.
Yeah, he's good, though. No charges.
You know, the other thing. He's good to go. Over by the sink. You can get some of that hand soap and kind of lube yourself up. Sometimes I do that to get my ring off.
Baiting pants, but I'm definitely going to go shirtless. I really need him to show up, though.
Kaylee, do you feel good about him showing up? Yeah, because, I mean, if not, I'll just send somebody over to a school or something and have just take it down. I had friends that used to do that.
So but she's really in a dress. I mean, I can't see it.
No, it goes all the way to her hand.
A maxi dress.
I don't know what you... I'm sorry?
A maxi dress.
I've never heard that in my life.
It's pretty common.
That name? Never heard of it in my life. Never bought one, so why would I have any
that.
Idea?
They're a little too, little too.
That would be the opposite of what Phyllis, which was a super, like a maxi mini. What would she wear? What is it where you could just see the bottom part of the lab sticking out from under the dress? That's what Phil used to go with. That could be. Did you bring a shirt? Leggings or something?
I'm taking
underneath?
Mine off.
We just
wear mine.
Okay, well, it's not going to do you. Oh, I have the wine in the car. Oh, it was in there all day yesterday. That's fine. That's fine. It was.
Warm red.
No, when they transport wine, it's not freezing, so you're good to go. I got to bring that up today. Don't let me forget down and get that. The garage won't. All right, two other things. Wait, what's wrong?
I'm a little disappointed in Kaylee.
Why? What are you disappointed in?
Basketball
her for?
Rim challenge. Is all I've thought about.
Right.
24 hours. Well, just under.
You said that she put no thought into her today.
Well,
when she gets stuck, well, then what are you going to do? You got to walk around with that all day, kind of just stuck around your waist.
Wait till the fire.
Yesterday, after we got off, Duddy should eat a D. What happened to your Target thing?
Kaylee had sent us the
class action lawsuit. She loves a class action lawsuit.
Absolutely.
How much was the check you just got? Was it like $7? Maybe it was $18. I don't remember what it was for.
It was 78, maybe?
Yeah, but what was it for? Do you even remember?
It was, I believe.
Oh, that's right. That's right, with the big green thumb. So yesterday you got the one from Target.
Well, no, Kaylee mailed, right. So she said, "Oh, make sure."
Wait, can I interrupt for 1 second? Because I told her, did you know the place? This is totally on Target, E to D. Did you know that place in Radford? Those apartments that burnt.
I mean,
you didn't live there.
Not in those apartments. I lived on that.
Where that is? Where this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Student housing, right?
It was. I think it was just an off-campus house. That
right,
students,
but they said a lot
lived in.
Where they go now?
We have to hope that they're able to stay with friends for a few days. I mean, it's graduation.
I think it's this weekend. But yeah. whatever the case.
Either way, so awful for them because they're probably in the middle.
Yeah, but still, reason to party. You can have a big fire party.
So.
Let that go. Nobody got hurt, though, right? Joking around about their big party. All right,
not
so,
that I saw it,
so,
no.
Anyway, I digress. So, Kaylee sends you the Target suit, and
yeah,
we're
and
all
it just,
in.
It's over the different, you know, the big data breach that they had past Christmas or the year before.
Whenever.
Anyway, so you have to like fill out this form, but on the front it says
you didn't have to buy it.
It said even if your data was breached, you could still be a part of the class action part of the law. They go through and they ask you these questions, which I answered honestly.
Mistake one.
And then this was like, sorry, you're not eligible. It was like, oh, you said I was on page one.
Okay, but you can't tell the truth. I have to. Everybody that's involved, everybody has to lie or fabricate.
But I mean, the
law of law.
The questions they're asking you are, did you have to hire someone out your breach? Did you go through and like get a new driver's license or things like that?
Applied, but didn't go through.
Okay. About stuff like that.
Then you're not.
Okay.
I've got $332 coming my way.
I'm still living off my true green.
So you're out.
I mean, it says I am.
Oof. Yeah. You just go back and just go in and use a different name. Lie about that. Just use the same. They'll send you a check. Did you fill it out also?
I didn't look at the email yet.
Oh, I didn't.
Because she knows you won't fill it out.
I don't believe in taking down American corporations.
Well, it's not taking down a corporation for no reason. It's them being.
But they'd like to have that money.
Elliot's fine. Very anti-whistleblower.
Right.
Big whistleblower.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a slip and fall.
Oh, shake that tree. Shake that tree. But then what was this lawsuit yesterday? It's not a class action, but who's the. There's some dude that's suing Starbucks for, like.
When he get burned?
Yes and no. He spilled, the lid popped off or something.
Raleigh police officer burned by free car.
Oh, that's right. He got a copy. But he's not suing because he got hurt. He's suing because mental. But he's afraid to get.
When the lid popped off.
How'd the lid pop off?
It
depends on the seam in the cup.
He claims it caused him such that it activated his Crohn's disease.
Oh, boy.
That snowballed into him having to have surgery.
No, it didn't.
That's what it says. He had to have part of his intestine. His wife was there.
Can't
he
have sex.
She came to her intimate partner.
There you go. You can know. You can.
Initially, I guess initially he was suing the makers of the cup.
Right.
Which I don't know.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But then now I get out. Now it's just Starbucks.
Because the top correctly?
So
that triggered his Crohn's disease.
Yep.
And now he's in surgery.
I mean,
has Starbucks.
No, he had to have
surgery
on his intestine because of the Crohn's.
Because of the Crohn's, right. He's running my body.
I don't know if it went that far, but he...
Well, he's definitely sitting on a donut.
Got burned in his lap.
He didn't suffer any injuries from the coffee. It was just the incident triggered his Crohn's.
Attorney's fees and medical costs.
Let me go over to the jury. Are you giving him the money?
Well, it's not like we've never seen a strange court decision.
Oh, like
involving coffee. So he may...
Settlement?
Yeah. Could have already settled.
7%.
They chose not to already.
Oh, wait, so they could have offered him a settlement and he said, suckma.
Court, right?
They're like in the middle of doing like jury selection right
now.
Oh, so they've already started the
press conference.
Oh, so they've already started the deal.
Let's see. Initially, the barista part of the case
he's already moved on.
Was dropped. He says like the cup folded. In on itself.
Seam, and then it kind of busts the lid. I've had that happen before.
Before the case, the cost of the coffee.
Oh, since, complimentary.
Well, since he didn't pay, the attorneys for Starbucks were under the same discretion
not
if
true.
You bought it.
Not true. Not true. You could go into a store and get something for free, and all mayhem breaks.
If he's complaining about the cup,
right?
What happened? Why wasn't he able to pursue legal action against it? Specifically saying the cup folded in.
My guess would be I send my cups to Starbucks. Then it's up to Starbucks to individual customers. They handle should have been able to tell that there went in the cup. Seems that would be my guess.
Very anti shake that tree.
I'd sue them all. I would take the tree. I would, or the cup distributor, the lid distributor, the barista, the facility, Starbucks corporate, Starbucks international. I always hear them advertise on the radio. So,
but he dropped those other parties out of the little suit.
That's he just is telling. I'm suing Starbucks. I'm choking from telling the story.
Do you have coffee today?
Having it right now. Yeah. It smells like a Starbucks blend. But that would be my guess that they put the onus on Starbucks. Listen, we could send you cups that look like Swiss cheese. That's on you. Them out. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay.
Hey, what's up?
You're missing this. This guy's a police officer. Mafia. That's what stressed him out. I mean, how ridiculous.
Oh, I mean, listen. This man had this Crohn's disease.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't pulling anybody over and getting shot at, anything like that.
Listen. His profession has nothing to do with the trauma.
Right. Sure it does. And then the Baltimore. See what happens.
Though. All right. There's no reason, sir.
I would like to excuse this guy from my jury.
There is no reason. Oh, I'm my voix de vivre or whatever that. All right, dude. Hey, listen. I appreciate the phone call. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We got a lot of stuff today, so give me one quick break. We'll lay everything out for you next.
In the morning. Amazing things happen when 2-1. Think tackle baseball, beer snow cones, chocolate covered. Why Adolph Jewelers decided to take their emergency diamond sale and their 2-for-1 watch one find one sale. It's going to be how amazing? How awesome? Well, imagine a gorgeous supermodel with the personality of her. Pretty awesome and amazing, huh? Nearly as awesome and amazing as Pulsar, Seiko, or Citizen's watch, and get a second one free. Come diamond sale, giving you 30% off diamonds and diamond jewelry. And 50% off engagement ring mountings. It's one awesome and amazing. Adolph Jewelers Emergency Diamond Sale and 2-for-1 Watch now. Located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Paris. Adolph Jewelers. Relax. We'll make you happy. Visit Adolph Jewelers. Does not include Citizen Signature.
To make typical fast motion in engineering, learn all about lots of preservatives and then make something that defies nature. To make Chipotle hand-mash avocados with just a few real ingredients. That's pure Chipotle.
This owner, how many hours are there in a day? Answer. That's why at First Capital we're dedicated to helping small businesses succeed through a people-first approach for the ultimate in customer service. First Capital is your community-driven, customized products and services designed to make your life simpler and smoothly. To learn more, visit capitalbank.com. First Capital Bank. Let's make it work.
Lock-In Festival, September 10th through the 13th at the Oak Ridge. 4 days of music with artist collaborations like never before. Featuring, and the sensational Space Shifters. Mad Dog and the Englishman, a tribute to Joe Cocker, to Desi Trunksman, Doobie Brothers with String Cheese Incident, a 50th person airplane, Widespread Panic, and so many more. For tickets at LockinFestival.com. LockinFestival.com.
Rise and shine.
Need a little more sleep. Safe.
Come on, son. We've got to be on Sunrise.
The fish are still asleep, Dad.
We'll stop at Hardee's. We need a good breakfast. And
ones. Hardee's. Why don't you
shine at 5 with Hardee's hard and egg biscuits. 2 for just $3.50. Price plus tax at participating.
Now, wasn't this with...
If you've ever wanted a truly in ring, you'll want to visit Galleria of Jewelry this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you bid, you'll receive up to a one toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamond grown one of a kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamond Monday through Sunday for a reward worth dollars only at Jared.
The part number for your oil filter is R-853-4848, but can only record anniversary is sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is lean, no, and right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a car grease filter for $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto
participating stores for details.
Morning, welcome to Bert.
Well, I like sandwich.
Try saying
croissant-witch.
Sandwich. Now say muffin.
What?
Oh, no, that's boring.
His sandwich is $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars just today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Need an air conditioning expert? Right now you can save $50 on a Persist $89. EverReady Service Experts at 866-EXPERMATION. Please visit EverReady Service Expert.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch for a stolen vehicle out on Hungary Road. It's at Walton Farmers Mill and a collision from Street at 22nd. No problems right now on Chippenham 288 and the downtown express full volume 95.
This week, the Hopewell Prince George Crime Solvers need your help to locate a wanted fugitive. Derek Tone, wanted for marijuana possession, eluding the police, and driving offenses. Jones is a black male, age 37, 5 feet 7 inches tall, comes with Karen brown eyes. If you have any information about Derek Tyrone Jones or any crime, contact the Hopewell Prince George Crime Solvers at 541-2202. And photos, go to our website, pgcrimesolvers.org.
Elliot in the Morning, 102.
In the morning. All right, we got a busy one today. Ex-ambassador Doug Lowers from now. No. They, once everything broke down, they got all their, they got themselves thrown into a brand new van. So they will be in here a little bit later on this morning. We'll get some live music out of them. Also, this morning, I will have more tickets for you. Denmark Music Festival taking place at the end of September. You'll see the Strokes, you'll see Drake, you'll see Church. You will see 40 bands, five. So we'll give you those tickets. Also, more tickets for you to see Rise Against a little bit. We'll give you tickets for the Birmingham Festival. That'll be awesome. And then Diane's Dirt. Before we get more playoff tickets. Now we focus for the Capitals. We focus tomorrow night. Game 4. Chance to go up. Win last night. Good for Brady Beagle. Coming over the Rangers last night. They're up 2-1 in their best of 7 series. Game 4 is tomorrow. So give you tickets for Game 4. And then also, as long as we're giving out, forget, I will have tickets for you to see the Wizards take the Hawks. They played Game 2 of their series tonight. They're up 1-0 there. They will have Game 3, first home game of the series, again today night. So all this week, you will win tickets to see the Wizards and the Hawks. And tomorrow, you get tickets to see the Caps, see the Rangers, and then we'll see how the rest of that starts playing out. A lot of stories that we got to get through. Very busy. And then hopefully our Bertley. We'll start doing a little hashtag rim challenge. I don't know what it is.
Tyler can fit.
What am I?
Rim challenge. And there's a new theory going around. In my head.
Okay. Right.
He did think about it and is bailing, and that's why she wore the dress.
Kelly? Are we?
That's what's going around.
You didn't even get the sentence out.
That's what's going around.
Why do you think? And that's why she wore the dress.
You walked by a hoop last night.
All right, Diane, let's get into
ISIS has apparently claimed responsibility for that attack outside a featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad and audio statements this way, saying that two soldiers had carried out Sunday's attack. The validity of that. There is word that a tropical storm is making its way up from the Bahamas up north and could be impacting.
I feel like we're a touch early right now.
They said it is. I think it's before a tropical storm season would usually start.
Right.
But they said at this point it does have the earmark tropical storm or subtropical storm, which one that is named. They've got rain right now in South Florida also. And they said it could lead to some coastal flooding, especially up in the Carolinas. progresses on. There is a old saying that says you should watch what you post on Facebook because you never know who's reading. Not a very old saying, but
oh, is this the daycare worker? Oh, yes. I love her.
Kate is from Texas. She just got a job at a daycare center there, and she posted, "But I absolutely hate working. I just really hate being around a lot of kids." Well, of course, that went viral, and then her don't bother coming in.
See, that's a dick move by the employer.
Would you want somebody saying that? Bunch of kids?
Look, I want someone saying that. No, but they haven't done anything wrong.
Well, I mean, it's to revoke their offer.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, you hired her. Prove what she can do. Maybe she comes in and is a free employee.
She says,
I hate this place, and I was still employee of the month.
I was, buddy, ever. It was just a really children. I have my own, and I love her. I was just venting. She said she's going to never post anything like that again.
I'll help her with this job.
Interesting story about emergency room have on people trying. New study out of the Yale School of Medicine said smokers 2.5 times quit after an emergency room intervention than people who have never gone to the emergency room.
Well, that's just fear.
Well, I mean, it's this moment, whatever it is.
But what are they?
People who end up in the emergency room, whether it's for chest pains or whatever, and then they can smell it.
See, but that's my question. Smoking, are they in the emergency room something that they believe is cigarette related? Or did they take a finger? Or get bit by a dog?
I mean, a broken finger is a little bit different than, like, what you had. Some of these weird, you know, bouts of numbness and chest pains and things like
that. Esophageal spasm is what I had.
They said about 20 million smokers visit ERs annually, the potential to greatly reduce tobacco use. It is Cinco de Mayo. For that, Taco Bell giving away some free breakfast tacos today. Bacon biscuit taco between 7.
Take 2.
1.
That's okay. I'll just get back in line.
Between 7 and 11 at all participating Taco Bell referee. Seth Gilliam, Gabriel on The Walking Dead, he just got busted for speeding 107 in a 50 possession of marijuana. Tree City, Georgia is where he was busted after cops smelled booze, asked if he had been drinking. He admitted to 3 beers and a...
Oh. Is he a big deal on that show?
He's definitely a
so people know who he
character.
Is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They also went through his armrest and found a joint in there. He blew a .17.
That's not good.
Arresting $9,800. A couple of days after Chad L. Coleman, who was Tyrese on the show, was going nuts on the subway.
Oh, he's
in
on
New
the
York,
subway.
On production just. On the next season of The Walking Dead in Atlanta, AMC declining to comment if it's going to impact production in any way. Fox just renewed The Simpsons for 2 more seasons. It premiered in 1990.
Dude.
And has since won 31 Emmys. 28th will reach 625 episodes.
That is amazing.
Further solidify its status as the longest running in primetime. Brown, bad news. He has been accused of punching somebody during a basketball over the weekend. It was just a couple of weeks ago that a lawsuit that was brought by another man that he allegedly attacked during a pick in L.A. last year. That suit, as of last month, he was no longer for attacking Rihanna, so we don't know how this basketball fight is going.
Well, just leave him out. I mean, we'll start there. I wouldn't even worry about it.
18-year-old arrested after being accused of breaking.
That wasn't that pool party video that you sent me. What fight taking place at a pool party?
My name was mentioned for that pool party because I guess he was at the party or hosting, I guess.
Right.
I didn't see Chris Brown.
There was an 18-year-old woman busted for roughing up and breaking into her boyfriend's Largo, Florida home, slapped with more charges after police say he removed her pants and defecated in the squad car.
She's kind of cute.
Kate Ledges.
Oh, she made a big Phalegis right there in the back seat.
Well, that created a boration.
Yep, that's a problem.
Did they
not have the hole in the back of the seats?
It took 8 hours.
In the black, I was going to say, there's no way that she's dropping a turd in the back of a car.
Well, it was a lucky day.
Young
hey guys,
lady.
It took the inmates 8 hours to...
8 hours?
In the vehicle
after the
incident, so now she's looking at domestic assault and criminal mischief charges. I mentioned earlier, Capitals beating the Rangers 1-0 last night on Jabe's playoffs, so the Caps now lead the series to game 4 tomorrow night at the Verizon Center.
Oh my God, it's so good. So good. And I mean, listen, it wasn't the most beautiful goal in the world, but you take them. The ugly ones, they still put a big one up on the score. To win that thing 1-0 and give Holpe all the craveable.
Also, there are more games on the schedule for tonight. The Wild will play the Blackhawks, and then the Flames will play the Ducks. Baseball, the Nationals scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th to beat the Miami Marlins 6-4 tonight at Nats Park after the Orioles opening up a series in New York at Citi Field against the Mets. Also, J.J. Hardy cleared to begin a minor league rehab assignment way back from a shoulder injury. The Astros' 10-game winning streak came as they fell to the Rangers.
Yeah, Texas Rangers.
It's going to be without Hanley Ramirez after he had to leave last night's game with a sprained shoulder. They haven't made it clear yet if he'll be placed.
Make it clear for you. He's going to be out a while. He's had a problem with that shoulder for years. With that shoulder, I should say, for years. He'll be out a while.
Tonight, game 2 between the Wizards and the Hawks in Atlanta. Washington with a 1-game lead in that series. Also playing Memphis this evening. The Cavaliers in game 1 of that series. Clippers rather beat the Rockets to open up their series, and as expected, renamed the MVP 130 possible first place votes.
Yeah, he ran away with it.
Jameis Winston's contract getting a little more scrutiny. He cannot play baseball as part of that new deal, much like Russell Wilson. He is a dual sport athlete by the Rangers a couple of years ago, eligible to be drafted again this year, but of course, he is prohibited from playing baseball, even though he had said previously playing both professionally was a real dream of his.
God damn, that would be awesome.
Have to have surgery on his this week, and that'll keep him out of action for the next 9 months to a year. Suffered 2.5 weeks prior to Saturday's
out. Right, because then you saw the stories. He wanted to get a shot in his shoulder before the fight, and they wouldn't let him do it. Yeah, whatevs.
And rumor racing a car this upcoming weekend. Not true. Rumor was he would be racing in a little this weekend, but he took to Twitter yesterday, that rumor, saying he will not be racing. And when he does return, it'll be in the M&M's.
I'm right.
That is a look at news and sports.
I gave my mom the perfect Mother's Day. The Galaxy S6 from Verizon.
I got my mom the same gift.
Oh,
we're on a different network. Or network.
Not this.
Literally the exact same phone.
With the exact same service?
I think so.
Well, I think we should video chat our moms and...
Accepted.
She pick up?
Still connecting.
I rest my case.
Just don't settle for anything. Show mom how much she matters with a great gift on the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Get $200 or more when you trade in any Samsung Galaxy S6. Yen's offer ends May 10th. Visit Verizon.com. New edge activation and port incentive equals $100 trade-in VZW gift card plus $100 bill credit. Bill credit. Credit applied within 2 to 3 being good working condition. Subject credit approval. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Back to Elliot in the Morning. Bang. A 102.
Make that loose, that bang.
Have you any Mac 11? You take 9 with you, DJ. HK47. Made it bend down by the Bible. And a Bible boy don't care bless him. Put that on the Bible boy, don't care bless him. Put that on, don't care bless him. Put that on the Bible boy, don't care bless him.
Like first time winners, please. 866-266-235-5468. First time winners, you are going to Mayhem Festival. Taking place July the 24th with King Diamond and a whole 66 to Elliot. 866-235-5466.
Hit me with a little organ, Paul.
Elliot in the Morning. XL2. Tonight, things get hot. Fox Tuesday. First, even mommy can't help these chefs as head back to school.
We are doing high school homecoming.
Got me in the eyeball.
Ouchie. Then, bittersweet goodbye. Goodbye. Sizzling rope and a moment so juicy. It's saying.
Will you please shut up?
It's the New Girl season 5. Drooling for more. Followed by the season finale of Weird Loners, the new Fox Tuesday. That's some feet.
Starting at 8 on Fox on TV 5, Cable 11, Digital Cable 213.
And stay tuned for Fox News at 10, Richmond's full hour of local late breaking news.
That's
first, tomorrow's headline.
Police are still looking.
Richmond's most trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow, I'm sure.
The local news and weather you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time, watch Fox News at 10 for news.
Welcome to Moe's!
In honor of Moe's 15th anniversary on Tuesday, May 5th, we're rocking Cinco de Moe's like it's the year 2000 t-shirts. So bring your flip phone, dial up your modem. And get ready to party like a house. Free t-shirts for the first 50 in line.
Things change. That's even all that doesn't change. But it doesn't mean you have to forget where you came from. That's when your driving situation ever changes and you need to pause your coverage, we'll remember you. That way, it's quick and easy, to get you back on the insurance for about three. And if you're wondering what that tingly feeling is, it's completely, normal with being remembered. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today and become unforgettable.
Smartphone.
Talk your mother's way. You never call me. I am not your maid. Did you brush your teeth? Don't talk with your mom.
What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Go.
Diamonds Direct is your perfect Mother's Day gift. We are a collection ever of affordable Mother's Day jewelry, from birthstone rings to diamond hoop earrings and pearls and eternity bands. Occasion for your mother or the mother of your children. Give her something with lasting value. Direct.
Thanks for telling me about Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day, smartphone. You got another idea?
Don't make me turn this car or give you something to cry about.
Ma'am.
Let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find her a Mother's Day gift. She come. Short Pump, West Broadview, Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Hey, Richmond. Ashland helped you say good spring with a refreshing new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products. Out in over 80 unique flavors. Veteran Vapers of Ashland will help you find a cop. Mention this app to receive 15% purchase dollars or more. Owned veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapers of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, 992990. Follow us on Facebook or go to veteranvapers.com.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out and put it on the dash?
What? Seriously?
Sorry, man. You try hard to protect your white engine is also protected with a regular oil change with motor oil and filters from AutoZone. For this summer with 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and your choice of select oil filters for $22.99. Restrictions and details detailed in store. AutoZone.
Watch for a stolen vehicle, 445. It's between the Temple Avenue and South Park, the right shoulder. 295, 64 in good shape. Collisions reported and Lee Street at 22nd.
Richmond's number one lead in the morning on XL 102.
Looks bigger than the one you saw last night.
Well, not 10 feet up.
Is that an oversized two?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even have to try. I think
he brought a tape measure.
Yeah, so that's legit.
So did I.
The
promise I was going to bring.
To find this.
Don't use
God,
it much.
Dude, look at that. That's like
not the one from the sewing.
Keep going if you want to see what I'm like.
I go fishing for Diane's headphones with a tape in the 6 o'clock.
All right, so yeah, the Hoop Challenge, whatever the hell it is, Tyler fits.
We didn't want to go with.
I don't remember what the goddamn thing is.
It's Tyler can fit.
The
coin by the social media lounge.
Hey. If we ate up on each other, nut to butt, I bet we could both fit through there together.
No.
After getting stuck. Awkward. All right, I need some answers, please. 866-235-5468.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this? Hey, Brandon, what's going on, dude?
How much? How you doing?
I am doing excellent, thank you. Brandon, what'd you do last night?
Not much. Home for kids.
Got two.
Yeah,
good for you, I think. Yeah, whatever. I'm in the same boat. All right, let me do this for you. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. Hey, are you still married?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can I ask you something? I said that I was going to watch this yesterday. I didn't have time to get into it. You've been married.
Well, I'm engaged, but I've been for about 2 years.
Oh, no. That's perfect. Have you guys talked about making it legal?
Yeah.
All right. So you're not in that process of like leading up to wedding day. Okay, not a problem. All right, dude. Well, listen, Kaylee's going to get some info from you. I will give you a pair of tickets. You'll go to the Mayhem Festival taking place July 24th. By the way, tickets are available through LiveNation.com. Brandon, hold tight 1 second for me, okay?
All right, thank you.
You got it, dude. You got it. Hold tight 1 second. Yep. In the morning.
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Matt.
Hey, Matt. What's going on? What's going
on? Same old crap. Different day.
Are you? What'd you end up doing last night?
I worked.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm a security contractor. Yes, sir.
All right, I'll take that. How long have you been married?
Going on 77 years.
Are you real? Good for you. Ooh, that's good. Hey, let me ask you this. Yesterday, but I said that I had read something good about for people getting married. Because didn't you say it's like wedding time? Oh, Tyler knows somebody that got married. That was that's how it came up. Hey, let me ask you this. And she's your honeymoon.
I didn't have.
Oh, so you guys got married, then you were like, you know what, we'll just wait and do it somewhere down the road.
Yeah, I was pouring in the Navy, so we didn't have.
I gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha. That makes sense. That makes total sense. All right, no big deal. Maybe you did it. Maybe you did when you got married. I did not with. But did you guys? Did you guys lay out a? Did you guys honeymoon map?
You mean where we go?
Well, no, I'm where you're gonna go. A map for like what you guys were gonna do.
Like it's Monday. Let's go to the pool.
Okay. Is Diane not following me here? Is Diane not following?
Thinking like excursions.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
thinking
like.
I'm thinking down south.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Very important.
Why?
Well, see, but you also won't be honest.
You're on your honeymoon. You're off work. The stress of the wedding is done.
Sure. And would you say that for you, sexually, the honeymoon was, would you say Scott would say the same?
I would think so, yeah.
Mm. Be let down. You don't know.
I don't know. We haven't.
Oh, I'll call him. I'll call
<Don't>.
Him. No, I was reading this one. Everybody should map out their honeymoon sex. So that there is zero disappointment on either side. And that you should always bring with you on your honeymoon toys.
A costume?
Yeah. I mean, if neither costume, but they say you should definitely
bring. They're normal.
Normal. So everybody should bring a toy. But they sit there, they get through, just like you said, they get through the big stress of the. However, had I have known, big recommendation. Done it in a second. That's really smart. That way we're going to do it this night, that night. You're going to get a night off. No, not really.
All right.
I mean, yes, in some, you could add on or subtract depending on what's going on, but there should be a outline as to what's going to happen. They go through and they talk about how many people end up, there's all the of like, oh, of like the, which never happens. Well, you said you didn't have sex on your marriage.
It's fraternity brothers eating shrimp in the morning. And then we had like a 7 o'clock.
Exactly. So, but a lot of people get pissed off.
I mean.
Oh, I have a buddy about it.
Like, it was mandatory. And it didn't happen.
Oh,
so it holds the grudge.
I don't know that he holds the grudge.
What name did he just write down?
The. no, but that's a good one, though. That's a good one. No, I'm curious.
Did it break up?
Are they still together? Yeah, are they still together?
Happily married.
Like, did he never get over it?
Yeah. Married with a grudge.
Did he? Yes, but if you were to ask him if he's resentful is high, but oh my God, they've been married like 18, 19 years.
And he's still resentful?
If you ask him what was there any downside of the wedding, he'll go, yeah, I didn't get sex that night. He'll tell yeah.
Diane. And if your next question is not this person,
oh, of course you do.
Forbidden from asking a question. Do we know this person?
Of course you. You know exactly. Oh well, it doesn't come up that often.
I tell a lot of people. Tell people this. I'd be like, I am. This is how people know him as the guy who still holds a grudge about not having wedding sex.
No.
Ding ding ding. Well, that's like as always.
Yeah. No. But he will tell you that he went in. He was gonna. Carry his bride over the threshold, or just hold her hand. His ass was off, pants was off, and they were going to go. And it did. And to this day, he'll tell kind of a downer.
Gosh, but that was the wedding moon.
I've never heard him say anything negative about it. Now he'll say now it's not as frequent as he would like it. Yep.
Okay. I'm not asking about current time.
Right.
No, but if he doesn't complain about the honey, they've mapped out his...
No, he did map it out. I talked to him about this article the other day,
actually. Did he bring a costume?
And the... no, they brought a toy. Hey, Kaylee, did you and punk ass map out your honeymoon? Moon? Was there... But you, there wasn't... Did you know there wasn't going to be sex that night? Diane in your room till like the middle of the night? Eating shrimp or something
That was another friend of hers.
Where that would lead to... And that, by the way, add on an extra day or two, and they're all blued up going, when are we taking care of? So that's what I mean. They'll tell you, you need to map that ass out.
Alejandro's in her right counts as a toy for you.
No. We didn't bring a toy. We did not bring a toy. We're not costumed.
My first marriage, I was playing Pass the Pig. Fourth between wedding night and honeymoon.
But that's what they're saying.
No, a wedding night is not part of the actually have like you flew out.
Honeymoon starts at the honeymoon started at the reception.
Yeah, but that was a destination.
No, mentally. Married, next thing is we're having like a reception and I'm on my honeymoon.
A lot of brunches the next morning.
Yeah, that's part of the
honeymoon. No.
Isn't that part of the honeymoon?
People don't like fly out early the next morning. Where they, like he said, they're going to have a brunch because you've got all these men from out of town.
And now it's, I feel like Kaylee did this, it's so popular to like get married on a weekend and then months later is your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Okay, alright, then you know what? I'll pull out wedding. I didn't even mean that. No. Oh, I do have another buddy. You guy? He made his. I shouldn't say made. That sounds very forceful. He and his wife during the engagement process that he was very dissatisfied with their sex and asked her a sex doctor and kind of get into it.
I feel like you've told us before who
I have. You don't know it. Familiar.
Even this is while they were engaged?
Yeah. They got engaged, and while they were leading up to the marriage, they were talking about, like, to do once they get married. And my buddy, his name starts with a J, it's not John Lander, told his future wife, hey, listen, you're not really, like, doing it for me. I mean, I love you, but you're not really doing it for me. More stuff, like here, and like...
at that point, away.
Because she loved him, and why wouldn't she want to help send help?
But that doesn't mean she is comfortable in the bedroom.
She wasn't at all.
If she's required to do things she doesn't want to do.
Required, but
you
I
pointed
mean,
to some places that are off-label.
Yeah, no, but he said he would really, she was like, I don't know, but after talking to the doctor... I'll say two things.
To like a physician, right?
No. Yeah, okay. like a mental doctor for the booty.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I know that did become part of their repertoire. And they have... because of that. They stayed together longer because of that.
No, that just gnawed at her. The entirety of their marriage.
Issues outside of the bedroom.
That's balls.
That should have been talked.
He did. He tried to address those, and that was one of the issues. Is that he didn't?
Oh, so there were more issues.
No. He said that emotionally they felt just physically he didn't feel compatible, and he wanted to be able to climb that fence.
To start
before. No, they gave it a good run. I think they were married for like 3 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's a good run for a lot of
celebrities. Is it a celebrity? D.
J. Damn. J.
Oh, I feel like that's a great hint.
Yeah, no, it is. You won't remember who it is. Wait, where am I going? Oh, but...
Franco Harris.
I will go back.
That's an H.
I will go, though. I will separate wedding night from... I didn't think of it that way.
Mm.
But you should map out the honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
Absolutely. Did you say you did bring a toy?
Oof.
Kaylee, did you honeymoon? Say again?
You said you didn't.
No, I didn't. I also didn't have this article back then.
Oh.
Knowing now...
So this is a game changer for you.
I would have changed. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would have mapped that out. 100%. Morning.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Richmond.
Oh, hey, Lindsay in Richmond. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
I am excellent. Thank you.
Good. I'm actually getting married, and my fiance and I have already talked about we're not having sex on our wedding night because our reception ends too late. We have a 6 a.m. flight out of Richmond the next day.
I like that you already discussed that. Now it's all drunk and horny.
He doesn't really drink. Me, on the other hand, I'm probably going to put back a case of wine by myself.
That a girl.
So that might change, but we're going on a cruise, and other than the first day, we have no kind of planning on staying in our room as much as possible.
Now, have you told him? So you're going on. So no sex on the. I applaud you guys for discussing that. The did you get any kick?
Right.
No. Okay. The now let me ask you this though: have you discussed number of nights during the honeymoon?
We haven't really mapped out what we're going to do during the honeymoon. It's been discussed that as often.
Yeah, I'd like you to zero in. To be honest with you,
like the time?
No. You don't have to. If you be on a cruise for 7 days, and let's say we're definitely going to plan a stem four nights out of the 7.
Let's do it right after.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we might go, you know, like 4 or 5 days, 7, but normally when we 2 and 3 times and at one time in a night.
That's fine.
So
that's all part of a set. Are you bringing a?
I might have to now.
I'd recommend it. What you got at the house?
Got a few little tough straps and you know, some vibrators, stuff like that.
May I? I would definitely bring a tie-up strap for the stateroom, and I would definitely bring, I mean, listen, you don't have to bring the Great American Challenge, but I would bring like that.
To think about that one, thanks.
All right, very good. Hey, and you said get married when? In 11
days, on the 16th.
Well, first of all, congratulations. It'll be one of the greatest days of your life.
Oh, thank you.
You'll call me when you get home and let me know how that went.
Absolutely.
Our lube.
We will.
All right. Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Congrats. See?
You think that you've changed your life?
No, I feel like better for her. Now she knows what she's getting into. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, you're killing me. I have two things we have to talk about.
Number one.
I took my honeymoon and my anniversary all on the same day.
Oh, dude, same day? You had a one-day honeymoon?
No, we had a week honeymoon, but we did it 5 years after we got married.
Good for you. Good for you. And
we did it out.
Did you really?
We bought toys, and she brought hot lingerie.
Dude, that's all. Who initiated?
We were in Jamaica for 7 days, I think.
Dude, good for you. Who initiated it out?
Both of us.
Really?
We kind of do that on vacation. We kind of get a little loud on vacation.
Did you say you get wild or get loud?
We get a little wild.
Wild, yeah. Wild, right. What did you bring on? What did you map out for the honeymoon?
We had vibrating rings.
Awesome.
Some standard issue rings.
Right.
I think a flogger was involved.
Oh, dude, you went all in.
And I think we may have bought a beginner bondage kit. It was kind of blurry.
Who misremembers that? Like, that would never mind for things that I have not done or done if I didn't do it.
No, but every vacation that you guys go on together?
We talk about what we want to bring.
See, he could have brought the bond just like a Memorial Day weekend to the
store. We usually go to the store before.
So smart.
So mapping out is of the sex and not so much like the time of day.
No, you tell me like it's going to be 8 or 9. But when you sit down and you look at a calendar and you go, we get 5 days at sea, I better start hitting that 3 of the 5 days. But I shouldn't, that would be, that, I'm role-playing. My house, let's go. But it's got to be 4 days. And then Diane would be like, well, how about 2? And then you would, right, and then you, it's
6 of the 5.
It's like negotiating a raise at work. And then you say, okay, then you know what, we'll let my 3 nights out of the week, we're going to go. If there's more, then it's a bonus.
What about mornings?
That's a day of the week.
You said
never. 3 days out of the 6, we got
to
bone.
What? You and I should.
I'm leaving.
By the way, you can get as detailed as said to Lindsay. Lindsay, hey, Lindsay, that you're a happy hour morning guy. Let's do morning, and then the next day we'll do happy hour, and then let's do like a post dinner coitus, and like maybe a nooner. Like you can get as detailed as you want. Then you as specific as possible.
Yeah,
totally do that. And the same thing. It doesn't say there in that article. If it's equally fine to you, recommend a psychologist.
Over honeymoon dinner.
Yes, performing.
Also, I have mentioned to my wife that there was a certain app practice more often and professionalized.
Kissing?
No, I'm gonna.
Deadspin had article.
If I were going to just use a doll, you're talking about the writer. What has been article on kissing?
Stop sucking at kissing.
The the French.
Ooh.
The when was the last time the French kissed Scott? On buried tongue and mouth.
You violate everything they say not to.
Wait, what do you mean? No, French kiss. French thing's awesome.
Coolest
dude.
Mouth.
Wait, no, I don't bite her tongue.
No, the way you...
Well, I only approach like this.
Ah. Sideways like Jaws.
Let your tongue be a gradual reveal.
Here it is.
Not eighth grade.
The first time that I kissed Marcy Callahan, my tongue just barely got to her lips. Ooh, I touched her lip with it.
Liar.
And then I went all in. Because remember, she had that big sweat mustache. She was a big... No, that's fine.
Does it? Doesn't sound like you. And this is where do not ignore what your partner wants.
She wants me to friend. She does. She probably doesn't want the bloody lip occasionally from my tooth slamming into her. But she get over that.
You were known as the most giving lover of all your high school friends.
No. You go right at it. Go right at my question. Please, sir. Oh, I bet you're full on. You've got your wife doing professional oral. When was the last time you got home from work and walked in and Scott was there and you just went in and just buried it?
Usually a hey, I'm home, hey, I'm work, or I'm leaving.
Try it. That's what Miguel's thinking about. Morning.
Exactly.
Before work. Coffee.
Sometimes with melon that taste a little bit. Yes.
Is that what he's thinking about?
Sometimes I'll give that to Jackie when I work. About 2:20 when I say goodbye to her. I do have to hold my breath, hold my leaping. No, but that's okay. Man, my French kiss is like morning coffee. And a cigarette.
You take yourself
in the list somewhere. Yeah. Of the knots.
Oh, brush your teeth?
Brush your teeth.
No, sometimes toothpaste tastes like ass.
It's better than ass.
Depends what I've been doing,
okay.
Yo.
Okay. On that note.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm with you. High five. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, man.
Elliot, one more thing.
Yeah, hit me.
This is just for you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Love it. All right, my friend, I appreciate the phone call. Kaylee, let's use 866-235-5468. Any good stories from yesterday to get into? That's full. Look at the stretch going on. I thought you were going
to
curl your shoulders, though.
I'm
you don't
easy
even.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, no, it does look like it's going to be good. Or easy, I should say. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Phone calls. I got a couple follow-up things I got to get into. And then then we'll do the Kaylee and Tyler rim thing. Get through the rim.
Out of character.
Get through the rim. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll do some follow-up phone calls next.
Elliot in the morning.
Credible is getting a ridiculous, insanely delicious three-course dinner at Bone Fire and Ice Dinner Menu. A sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting 19-9. First flavor journey with a salad. Then special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, some for just 19-9. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect, they'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is there an ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible can't get more incredible, donuts for dessert. That's awesome. Fire and Ice Dinner. Your entrees and dessert. All starting at $19.99. Hurry in because this incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill. Incredible served daily. Celebrate Mother's Day. Make a reservation now at bonefishgrill.com. Hold on.
Hey, Fletcher. It's springtime. It's season. You're outside. You're traveling. What goes great with all of that? Oreo on the go. Find your favorite flavor. The Double Stuff. Stuff Golden Oreo. Oreo Minis with Reese's Peanut Butter Flavor Cream. Touch one. Go delicious. Pick up a pack of Oreo in 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. Plus, get 2 Oreo Minis for $2 at your neighborhood. Next favorite cookie, a great snack for in the car or on the go. Oreo.
Tickets are on sale now for Landmark Music Festival. 2 days, 5 stages, for a cause. The National Mall. 40 artists, including Drake, The Strokes, Hey, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, Nate Ruth, and many more. September 26th and 27th in West Potomac Park, Washington. See the full lineup at Landmark. Presented by the Trust for the National by Miller Lite.
Did you? Food cheese has 9 different artificial ingredients? I mean, just the cheese. Look, anything in cheese, it'd better be 9 more types of cheese, like some awesome kind of Gorga Gouda cheddar thaler brie Swiss. Real cheese should have only one cheese. Really good cheese, made with delicious milk from pasture-raised cows, some creameries. Then we grate that cheese and put it in delicious tacos and bowls. Chipotle, just the good stuff.
Rod, I don't think it's a coincidence that this gorilla shows up at the very same time we're looking for Wells.
Joe! Grodd to come after us, to distract us.
If I had Mark, I wouldn't be nearly as frightened right now.
Tonight at 8 on CW on Comcast 14 Fios 530.
Looking for a forklift or lift? Look no further. Grand Crown Lift Trucks location at Park Court Suite 160 in Sandston. You'll find a complete range of heavy-duty Crown forklifts with reliable parts and service pattern needs. Crown offers including rental and lease program. Crown Lift Trucks or call Crown at 420-9058. That's 420-9058. Or visit to find out more.
This Mother's Day, see her smile. Give Mom a hand and heart, because nothing says thanks, Mom, more than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th, Hand and Stone gift card, and receive a $20 promotional gift card for yourself at one of our 3 Hand and Stone massage and facials in Chesterfield, Carytown, or Short Pump, or Hand and Stone Spa. See participating spot for details.
Order the Burger King. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Croissant sandwich. Knock, knock. Sandwich, silly. I told you already.
Two crew sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
When you think of Discover, a cash rewards card. Now they've got a great miles card, too. Introducing the Discover It Miles Card. You get unlimited $1 you spend and up to 3 Wi-Fi credits each year. You also get your free FICO credit score and your real estate in the U.S. anytime. And if you apply now, Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. Get the new card today. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
Vehicle on 9495 southbound. It's at South Park Boulevard. It's over on the right shoulder area. Now getting reports of a collision for southbound 288. It's between Courthouse Road and Irish. And here, crash reported at 8th at Marshall.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC at WRXL, Richmond.
There's a song that I love that you want for me. Get it all the right chords. Melody, D. It only started when there was mystery. Hope and erased. You think a machine.
Coming up a little bit later, I will give you tickets for the Landmark Music Festival, taking place the end of September with the Strokes, Drake, Alt J, Churches, a whole bunch more. Later on 2 hours from now, you'll mark that down. Ex-Ambassadors will be in here, coming off their sold-out show last night. So they're a little bitter on, so we'll get some live music out of them. I look forward to them coming in. And, yes, I do have your playoff tickets a little bit later on. That's when we get to Diane's dirt. All right, let me deal with a couple follow-up things, and then and his rim in here. Sounds weird. All right, 866-2-Elliott-6-235-5468. Hi, who's this?
It's me.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
I'm good. How are you? Okay, so this happened about sex, so I had to call in.
Oh, thank you.
So last week, my boss comes in. I'm already in the office. My boss starts checking the voicemails, and all of a sudden, I hear her sprinting and hiking in high heels down the hall. I'm thinking somebody got hurt or whatever, and she comes running in the office, looking at me like she's seen a ghost, and to me that her boss left a voicemail on the main line of him, and I was, and she.
Is there an old page that blared that for everybody to hear?
She didn't know what to do with her. Came, And she told me, and I was like, well, how do you know? She's like, and I'm listening, and I didn't know he started saying things. I about died laughing. I didn't know what to do. And
have you seen the dude who left the voicemail since they left it?
Yes, he was walking down the hallway.
Fantastic.
But I don't know if he knows that we know, because we think happened is he
sure. Do you have him in so we can tell him? Because I'd love that. I would love. No, how can you lose your job? He left you.
Well, I don't know. See, the thing is that we know, but he's a smart man.
He should know. Vice president. He should. Doesn't matter. Trust me, there's plenty of vice presidents who work for this company, and they are dumb as the day is long.
But anyway, and so he was probably in his office at the time, because he was supposed to be at a meeting that evening, and so it was close to the end of that meeting,
So you think that he banged whoever it was out at the office?
Correct.
Fantastic.
And he doesn't live close to where I work, so I'm doubting that it was his wife.
So. Oh, another weird turn.
If I could be off the air, I'd give you all the details.
You know what? Hold on.
Outside of a home address, what's that?
I'm dying to know. So nobody's going to say anything? Or like, if I'm your boss, the middle boss, I would say to him, hey, listen, Joe, or whatever his name is, I don't know what was going on, and, you know, that's your own business, and, you know, I don't know if it was your wife or not, I would definitely say, you, just so you know, you called the front desk, thank God I have the messages, but we have a recording of your sex.
I told her that she should have kept it, and when he walked through the office, just for time.
Or, that's some blackmail. How about time?
There was no way to tell, though, if he was in his office or where he was.
Who cares? You have him having sex. That's all that matters. He'd have probably filled in the blanks for you along the way.
Well, she still has it.
Let me hear it.
It's your termination.
I can't get to it. It's not.
Damn it. All right, well, listen, thanks in that case. I'll be following that, okay?
It is, it's interesting.
So all right, hold tight one second. Hold tight one second. All right, real quickly, I brought this in for you. I saw this yesterday. There was a high-form swimming competition that took place. Head off of a platform and went swimming. That's pretty funny to me. Yeah, no, that's part of, they'd like do that.
Double leaning joller.
Yeah, no. Look at the pigs jumping off the platform. It's hysterical.
Do you think that would be a little bit scary?
They're not being thrown into the water. They're jumping.
Nudged.
No.
Behind him.
No, he's just like opening the gate so that they could all jump in. Fine. Look at him. Look how they're swimming right there. And that's paint. That's not blood. That's just paint on the
high jump.
I started by a platform that they jumped off of. That's awesome. My favorite picture of the day from yesterday, though, I think all day. Did you see the dude who they caught smuggling the cocaine in his pants?
Yes.
Pants. Well, it's not in his ass.
Okay. It was.
No. I thought it was just kind of held between the cheeks.
I saw that picture.
No. Compression shorts and then underwear under that. There it is. And you could see that he's got it all jammed in there. I love that. Look how much coke that ass.
Yeah, that was a decent amount.
That was the best. And then yesterday I was convinced that I felt the building shake. Oh, and then I smelled the natural gas.
Or somebody making...
So it's an email that said, I too felt shaking at my house this morning. This from yesterday. So SGS, which states...
Geological Survey.
Geological Survey, exactly. Here is their response. Be interested. Hello, thank you for contacting USGS. No recent earthquake events were picked up by the sensor network in your region. It is possible, though, that this was a shaking of some sort, such as mine activity or boom. You may want to contact local law enforcement / see if they've been receiving reports of felt shaking. So, but I felt it. I told the whole building. But no, there was no quake. So, but thank you. I like that. I'm going to whenever I feel the floor go, and just follow up on that. always, you always have to contact.
What do I need up over there?
All right, so, John, so there was the dude in Seattle that had gotten busted for getting stuck in a basketball hoop.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how that he could do it. But then we saw all the videos of Jazzy, the guy from the Utah Jazz. Look at the. By the way, Josh, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem.
Now, you said right?
Yep.
Yeah. So you didn't have to like take it down or anything like that.
Just hanging.
Doesn't it look? Although you know what, with the room it looked big. Now it doesn't look that big.
I know what happened.
I know. Doesn't it look like it got smaller?
I pulled it in front of me.
But now it looks like, and that's regulation.
Yep.
Did you try?
Yep.
Don't say. I feel like you're a little bigger. Shoulder-wise, you're broader. You did try. Don't say. Now that it's in the room, it looks that much smaller.
When I got him at the front door, I was like, oh, this is going to be so easy.
Tyler and I were talking, the net is what throws you off. The net's small. Without the enormous. But now that it's in the room, it doesn't look so big anymore.
I think it has to do with that wall because it looks huge in our office.
Let me see.
Our step and repeat. Steph Curry, man, the MVP is nothing.
You know what though? When you hold it up, it does look enormous. I feel like I could get through it.
You're gonna have to try.
You got this, Elliot.
Remember your hashtag.
All right, who's going first, Kaylee or Tyler?
Yeah, it's Tyler's thing. Let's sing. Let him do it.
Are you going?
My belt off. I don't think I need to.
Don't think you need to.
Wait, for what? Well, have you already tried it?
No.
Why were you going to take your belt off? You want to get caught on the grommets?
No.
You don't want caught on your testicles.
You did say that yesterday.
Yeah, no, because that'll rip it open. Look at that thing.
Don't say. Why is it bloody?
Take your headphones off.
Yeah.
Wait, which way are you going?
Help him.
Why?
Somebody's got to lift it up over him.
Yeah, put it down top of his head, right?
I don't know. Where are you starting?
Top of my head.
Oh, okay. So you want me to lower it? All right, pretzel. Wait, pencil.
That's so easy. I'm glad I
don't. Although, like now I'm looking through it. Like, yeah, it's totally easy.
I have to adjust myself normally.
All right, you want
to
try it that way? Here we go. You ready? Wait, are you going normal?
Yeah.
God damn it!
It barely touched him. It's like Operation.
Done positions for hour.
Wait, so it really is the easiest thing in the world.
Your turn.
I told you I didn't even about it.
Did you make it through?
Yeah.
Oh, I can totally make it through.
Because of shoulder.
And a little bit in the belly. But yeah.
I was worried.
That collapses.
Does that take longer than 6 seconds?
No.
Did it take three?
Like a second and a half.
No, it's actually almost a little bit of a letdown.
And he went slow. Exactly what I wanted and proclaimed yesterday.
I feel like I could do this.
That's it. I'm with Tyler. We were totally like...
Elliot ripped your shirt. Now it's a travel. It's a travel shirt.
Oh, easiest thing in the world.
Through.
You just walked through it like a hula hoop.
Yeah. No. That's. Oh, I wonder if we're way.
I think.
Why wouldn't you be able to? Oh, don't get it caught.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's stuck.
That's a bad idea.
What did it stick on?
Did
you nick yourself?
Yeah,
oh my god!
I'm okay. Everything is fine.
That was your ring. Oh my god!
I feel like that.
Sandals off.
I feel like that was a letdown.
We could probably get everyone
in
on one mind.
Oh, let's do two together.
Josh had that idea too, and I was like, that may get awkward.
We're awkward. I don't think we could do it.
Face to face, butt to butt.
No, face to face is funny.
Face to face is funny.
But I think back to back, you can get flatter, tighter together.
No, I don't think. No, you got to go nuts.
Oh.
Spooning?
Call it what you want. Back to back, you won't be able to do that.
I don't think we could do it front or back to back.
If he puts his shoulder and you squeeze in,
we kiss while we're doing it.
All right, we're spouses. It's up to you.
More.
All right. Well, Kaylee, I feel like you do it easily. All right. Well, thanks, John. Cut it down. I wanted somebody to get
valued.
Because I did worry that it was going to be a little like tortoise and hare. I was going to be overconfident. But like Kaylee said, I didn't even touch the...
No.
Try the big plastic play school one.
So many times I'm trying to figure out how to contort my shoulders. I didn't even need it.
Wait, are you going through or are you bailing because of the dress?
I can get through without the dress even
talking. Just do the split.
Then do it. God damn it. Oh, you're going up the back.
over the dress.
Yeah, see, it's way too easy. Mascot from the Utah Jazz, big whoop.
But he's got that big, heavy head on. He's doing the splits. And he's got the net.
I'll give you the splits.
The net goes in.
The net Fs him up, though. The net is the where he always gets stuck.
That's the trick.
Do that. That's all foam. That's all got give to it. Any costume, and I could go. The dude who shows up at Halloween every year of, like, the gynecologist with the big bad.
Okay. Scott could go through that?
Easily.
No.
100%.
There's give.
Yeah, it's made out of foam. You realize that that's not real. That's not a real bird with a real beak. Like, it'll
move. Oh, my God, he's not real?
No, but it'll move. He could get through that easily. Gorilla Man could get through it. The Suns guy.
Sure.
The Fanatic?
The Philly Fanatic could not. Doesn't he have, like, hips?
Kaylee, it all gives, like my hip.
But we spell fit, P-H.
Of course. You drove all the way here for nothing. Yeah, that's okay. You know what? It was a short drive up from Richmond, so that's fine. All right, well, I'll get you something. I have no idea what we'll get here. All right, so there we go. God, I wanted somebody to get stuck. Like, I thought at this point I'd be calling the fire department.
Yeah.
Mostly on my... But yeah, it could have gone that way. All right. I feel good about it. Let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the morning.
What can I do for Mother's Day?
Way. All right. You never call me. I am not your maid. Did you brush your mouth full?
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's go to Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is your destination for the perfect Mother's Day gift. We've assembled our best collection ever of Mother's Day jewelry. From birthstone rings to dust pendants, pearls, and eternally priced for the occasion. For your mother or the mother of your children, give her something with lack from Diamonds Direct.
Direct for Mother's Day smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car. I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find her a Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
No time to fuss with Cinchinello's new lunch binge sub. Fries and a drink, $6. Salad, garlic bread and a drink, $6. Popping pizza and drink, $6 for delivery from one of their 6 area locations. Call now or order online only at Cinchinello's Pizza.
HVAC installer. And you want to earn more and work for a team that cares about it. Drop by James River Air any evening and find out more. I'm the owner of James River Air, and I promise this will be the best decision of your life.
The sound of real buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. To how thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk being mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl symphony. Beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The egg and cheese biscuit with a thick cut applewood smokes only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Ammo, bullet, Ansa Sporting Goods is stocked up in 22s, 22 mags, 17s, we got them. 9s, 4, we got them. 204s, 222 50s. If you want a varmint hunt, Ansa Sporting Goods has got them to them price the best anywhere.
Y'all know them? Come on, get you some.
South Park Boulevard in Colonial Heights. Check us out online at Ansa Sporting Goods. The shad are in the river under the 95 bridge. They're catching huge bass and catfish on the James. Gaston, it's as hot in. And Dance's Sporting Goods is geared up and ready to get you stocked up for the season. Rock baits, we got them. And all at great, great pricing.
Y'all know this? Come on, get you some.
Dance's Park Boulevard in Colonial Heights. Check us out online at Dance's Sporting.
Incident if this gorilla shows up to us.
Joe!
Wells ordered Grodd to come after us and distract us.
If I hadn't seen Jurassic Park, I wouldn't be nearly as frightened right now.
What? Tonight at 8 on CWCast 214, Fios 513.
This Mother's Day, see her smile. Give Mom a hand and smile. Because nothing says thanks, Mom, for all more than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th, phone gift card and receive a Teresa gift card for yourself. Visit one of our 3 hand and stone massage and facial spas, Carrytown, or Short Pump, or handandstone.com. See participating spa for details.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Earn double fuel points at your neighborhood Kroger this Friday. Set fuel coupon or clip and save. Exclusions apply. See store for .com/summer fuel. Great food. Low prices at Kroger.
of Richmond Trenton Traffic Center.
A slow go for southbound 288 between Courthouse. Several vehicles involved in a collision that currently has your right lane blocked. A vehicle 54 westbound at the Shaco Valley Bridge causes a stickle on the right shoulder. 95 southbound between Temple Avenue and the South Park Boulevard exit.
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate for the benefit of military veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limited entertainment, Vets in Reuse will give us take for granted every. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, go to dvdvets.org. That's DVDs, the number 4, Vets.
Now, backing on XL102.
Date. You can pre-order it for when the but they'll be here in about an hour and a half from right now. All right, we got to get into. God, I think that's so easy. I should have yesterday.
What's your new challenge?
Right. Well, Diane, these are all born naturally. I'm not sitting on a stack of them. I need some.
Maybe we should try that woke spoiler.
Ah, done. Easy.
I like the one where I see how many dogs in one broadcast.
Ow. Oh, no, your lip. Your.
How's your eye? You only need one. Try again tomorrow.
Where was I? Oh, anyway. So we got to get into some news after that. I will give you tickets to go see the Landmark Music Festival with the Strength Day Churches. Tunes of music. So we'll give you those. All right, Diane. Let's get into.
Case we talked about yesterday, SurveyMonkey CEO David Goldberg apparently died of head trauma in an accident on a treadmill in Punta Mita, Mexico. He was found lying next to a treadmill on Friday afternoon at Cousins Resort near Puerto Vallarta. Apparently, he had left his room about 4 o'clock, saying, "I'm going to go to the gym, exercise." And
he went into the gym and got up on the treadmill
just
and
to
it
go
just
work
sounds
out.
Like he like fell.
So 4 o'clock, he goes to the gym to go work out. They hadn't heard from him, and I guess they found him about 6:30 lying next with a blow to the back of his head. They believe he slipped and hit the head.
So they don't think there was anything like intentionally done by himself to himself?
I mean, not at this point. They said the official cause of death and hypovolemic shock or bleeding. So, I mean, the way it looks, I don't know that they do this.
Yeah, no, I mean, it does. I mean,
they just make it look like he fell.
As freak as it sounds, it just sounds like he was up on the treadmill. And you know what company with yesterday?
SurveyMonkey.
I kept confusing it with the, now I can't think of the name of the company again. What was the name of the email company?
MailChimp.
That's it!
MailChimp. Okay.
Using his company with yesterday, but he's SurveyMonkey.
I don't know if MailChimp.
Probably not.
Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev actually showing emotion for the first death penalty trial in Boston. Tearing up as his aunt took the stand and wiping his eyes repeatedly, his sobbing uncontrollably.
They removed her from the stand.
She couldn't continue. So they ended up taking. Basically, it was she'd only been able to answer questions about what year were you born, where are you from. The judge finally said, you know what, listen, this woman can't maintain herself. But they said that was actually the first time show any sort
all
of
the, all
of
the time. He's just been
stone faced,
almost looking bored, disinterested. While that 8-year-old boy's parents are up there talking about how he was blown to pieces. And the doctor was up there talking about as much as nobody wants to hear it, that it was not a quick, sudden death, that it would have been a prolonged. Just sit, though, it's like, ugh, is this almost his aunt gets on the state on the relationship is it just because she's upset now all of a sudden he's affected garbage.
Trial date could be the murder of UVA student Hannah Graham. Jesse Matthew has a pretrial hearing set for where the judge is expected to set a new trial date for the case after there was an earlier postponement. One tweeted, too drunk to care, just moments before a horrific head-on collision that killed two other young women. Sentenced to 24 years in prison yesterday, Kayla Mendoza pled guilty in charges of manslaughter DUI. In 2013, 20-year-old Caitlin Ferrante and her best friend Marissa Catronio again. So they said that 6 years probation after the 24 year sentence is done.
Well, it was wrecked 30.
Yeah.
So the
families
judge,
were pushing for 32.
Right. So even though the judge said you're still going to do 30. Once you do 24, then we're going to give you six. And if you F that up again, then you're done.
Right. So she was 20 at the time of the, and they said that Kayla Mendoza had gone out and had like two gigantic margaritas behind the wheel of that vehicle. A panel in Illinois has recommended allowing medicinal marijuana to treat things like as well as anorexia and migraine headaches.
Thank you.
Illinois Medical Cannabis Advisory Board supporting the drug's use for conditions in all that include post-surgical pain, even things like this, and irritable bowel syndrome. They said that...
Sweet. I can smoke up with my friend Missy.
What? 12 other states, also D.C., of medicinal marijuana, ESD.
By the way, you know what else they were? And I had no idea, because, my case is so far beyond me. Lupus.
I did see that.
I get it. I get why people who have, like, a severe case of lupus.
The pain, right?
Oh, the pain's horrible. The arthritis. I don't know what it would do for people where it's, like, organ attack. Like, the kind I had that was very... Oh, yeah.
Also, a man who was caught from a parking meter has been banned from using a vending machine or any coin-operated devices. For certainly, the only exception is
that's impossible to do.
He has to use a payphone in case.
So what? He can't park anywhere.
I guess not. That would be unless he's using like Park Mobile. I mean. But
okay, well, not everybody uses that. And that, by the way, addiction is whether it's Park Mobile or any of those services that you own. Not every area has that.
He said, "This is an."
Wait, he can't use a vending machine like at work.
They say any of the following for the next 5 years: visit a hospital or its parking lot unless visiting a patient or he's being treated.
Does anybody go to the hospital?
Maybe he's.
Is that where he was going? Going? Or he going to empty out?
No, he was just going through and stealing tons of money from parking meters and fucked him, and said, "This is it. No more for 5 years." He has to prove.
I will say
using like the lot there
that does make
mandatory
sense.
Travel.
The in hospitals. Hospitals that are of, like when I had to go get my heart thing done, which by the way, heart healthy. Mm-hmm. I had to go do that. They have meters 4 hours. How much you put in a 4 hour meter?
Yeah.
Hey, that's got to be a ton of cash. I get it.
The latest out of the Pacquiao, according to reports, his camp, Manny Pacquiao's camp, may be looking at perjury charges by inaccurately completing medical questionnaire. The box no for the quad, a shoulder injury, because then now we found out he's going to be out for 9 to 12 months after he.
It sounds like people are trying to just get money back. That's what it sounds like. They just want $120 million back.
Capitals
saying no rematch. It's not even worth it after what went on in the ring. If you're talking, he's going to be out for a year before he could even start training and picking up on activity. Because Mayweather has a deal, his current contract.
Why wouldn't and fight him again? Though why wouldn't they? He bitched about how boring it was.
Okay, I know that you don't follow boxing.
No.
Whenever you have, like, two guys who have two big names who have a fight, one of them loses, always like, oh, well, we got to have a rematch. And because they just $1 million between the two of them. Who else is he going to fight? There is no fight. By the way, I don't know why anybody would want to see a rematch of this fight. It was so goddamn boring. But that's how Floyd Mayweather fights. That is how he fights. Back in the day when he was much younger, Hannibal, he'd
don't
go
you think
crazy.
It would be a massive give pay-per-view dollars.
Yes.
Would expect it's going to be the same thing again.
Yes. However, to anybody else he would fight, it would be even less. There's nobody else out there for him to fight.
What?
The...
Khan? Is it Amir Khan?
No.
He's a professor.
He may as well.
I thought he...
Oh, I don't know if it... This September?
Yeah.
Is he really?
I believe so.
Oh, I have no member. But that will do nothing other than fulfill his contract.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that'll be it.
With the same record as Rose.
Yeah. Oh, he'll win that fight. I mean, I shouldn't guarantee it. It's sport. And that's why we play the games. But the, so he'll go out undefeated, and that'll be it. And that one. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Elliot, what if there was not a 12-round limit and it was a limitless match?
Which it'll never be approved.
Yeah, I guess not in this day and age.
But no, I mean, there's no...
18 rounds.
Neither of those guys would sit there and go, oh, you know, let's do... They would never agree to it. Mayweather would never agree to that.
Yeah,
that goes entire method in which he fights. Like, he's well beyond the point where early days of Mayweather's career where he would go in and he would try to knock guys out. Now, he is proficient enough. He goes in to win rounds. He doesn't go in to end a fight immediately. I mean, obviously he would go in and try to kill me. But if he's just going up against a trained boxer, I'm going to do what and move on and come out of it unhurt, unscathed, fine. So he would never, I would never agree to just head on.
Yeah. Who's left for him to go against, like you said? I mean,
nobody.
The only reason he's going 50 is he's crushing his record.
Yeah, for him to fight. Nobody left. And as everybody left the fight over the weekend, just in terms of it being no life to it and... Everybody there was the backstory of it was so pro Manny anti Floyd because he's the villain. He also has a horrible past of abuse, spousal abuse. There's nobody left for him to fight.
Molnar Mayweather.
That's the next challenge.
All right, dude, we'll talk to you later. No, but you know what? I mean, unless there's somebody that's coming up. That means coming up like in that division, but unless there's somebody who can move up a division that I just don't follow boxing crazy. Unless there's somebody in a lower division or division willing to wait up and go up against him, that's good and would be. I don't know who's below him, but in that division, there's nobody left. He beats himself. Unless he gets into the ring with Khan and like forgets that he is supposed to like protect himself. And Khan just bears his face and knocks him out. It would take a stupid mistake like that for a floor. It's ridiculous.
Capitals night on Jay Beagle's first playoffs. The Capitals now lead that series 2-1. Game 4 will be tomorrow night at the so get more games this evening. Ducks and the Flames and the Anaheim Ducks. Devils hiring Ray Schneider.
Yeah, he's the dude. He was with Pittsburgh for a long time. He ended up getting fired there. And then Lamoriello, that's a big deal for people who follow the Devils. So Lamoriello, who's been the, he'll step down and still be the president of the, then let Ray Shiro run the, being the general manager. And I guess his job will be to decide who's going to be the head coach.
Beat the Marlins again tonight at home at Nationals Park. Orioles opening up a series at Citi Field against the Mets this evening. Game tonight. Wizards and the Hawks in Atlanta. Having a one game to nothing lead in that tonight. Golden State taking on Memphis. Bulls topping the Cavaliers 99-92 for that game one, and the Clippers open up that series. That's a look at news and sports.
XL102. Sir, calming tunes instead of your alarm. Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning. I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream out of fresh Jadeve outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuit. McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin of freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Morning, Dave. Long care.
I got an extra sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's Dollar Menu.
From the savory sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves, all for a buck each. McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast can get your mornings up to speed every day.
I am ready to bring it. This day has got nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
Price and participation may vary.
Elliot in the morning, XL102.
I see times creep. Everything changes like the desert. Here she comes and then she's gone again. On this earth, strike my heart.
month. Two days of music on the net. September the 26th and 27th. 40 bands, including the Churches, Alt-J, Vandal. I have a pair of tickets for you right now. 866-2-Elliott. 866-6-235-8. You come. 2 day passes are yours for the Landmark Music Festival. Details on the festival. All 40-something bands. And all the other information and stuff. I mean, it's easy. You can either go to landmarkfestival.org or facebook.com/EITM online. Give you the details on everything. The 2 day passes are yours. 866-2-Elliott. 866-254-6868.
Play with a little organ, Paul.
Elliott in the morning. XO102.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Go. Tink. Tink. The guy in front of you? Had me on for the last 14 miles. You want to have a staring contest? I blinked.
Just stuck in traffic? You can just sit back and watch me flash like a dysfunction.
Hey, wait, you gotta try to.
Didn't you see my signal?
And if you've got cut rate, things could really take a turn for the worse. So get Allstate or Mayhem. Tink, ink, tink.
Allstate agents are always looking for ways to help you save money. Right now, save when you go paperless. Call one of 43 very Allstate agents today and ask about the eSmart discount. Subject to terms, conditions selected. Savings vary.
See what the personal and Allstate can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Today's the day you score a perfect 10. Because when you're standing on the ready to wow your kid in the ultimate belly flop contest, you're not worried about how much or shock. Because you went to Walmart of new Clorox Pool and Spa Shock Extra Blue 1 pound bottles for just $25.97. It kills algae and dissolves fast. Quickly go from pool boy to flux extraordinaire. So take on your pool today. Save money. Live better.
It's the 5th annual Virgin Bar Festival Saturday, May 9th at Historic Malvern, where 288 meets Huguenot Trail. Virginia craft beers. Tickets just $15 in advance with VIP tickets available. Visit VABeerFest.com and tickets. Tickets also available at all Capital Ale House locations. And don't miss the official after party at Capital Ale. The 5th annual Virginia Hops and Barley, May 9th, noon to 6. Brought to you in part by the Draft Doctor, Capital Ale House, and Brown Distributing.
David is a graduate of ECPI University.
ECPI was the best decision I ever made.
David is a full-time maintenance technician for a national distribution plant. Like David, you could earn demand. Go to ecpi.edu and find out how in as little as 2.5 years, you too could be saying that ECPI was the best decision for mechatronics advanced manufacturing at ECPI University. Go to ecpi.edu. For more information on this program's success, call ecpi.edu/fastfacts.
Welcome to
In honor of Moe's 15th anniversary on Tuesday, May 5th, we're rocking for 2000 with free t-shirts. Dial up your modem and get ready to party like it's 2000 with free t-shirts. Fine.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength for foot irritation and controls odor. Activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
24/7. My boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. Claim status update. After I report a claim, I receive update alerts from my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on what next. Maybe I should.
Claim status updates. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
HVAC installer. And you want to earn more, and work for then drop by James River Air any evening from 3 to 6 and find out more. I'm Hugh Joyce, owner of James River Air, the best decision.
A slow go for southbound 288 between Courthouse and Ironbridge. Several vehicles currently has your right lane blocked. A vehicle over on the right shoulder of 64 westbound near the Shaco Valley Bridge causes for a slow go. Stalled vehicle on the right between Temple Avenue and the South Park.
Now, back to Elliott in the Morning on XL102.
Sleep chasing butterflies, needles, just line mine. In case I need it. In my stomach, on my chainmail. Hunger of the pine. Hunger of the pine. Sleeplessly embracing into me, it is a mercy. And so you finally use it. Betting with me, you see, at night your heart wears night armor.
To Elliot, 866-235-5468. We go to line. Hi, Elliot, good morning.
Hi, is this me?
Who's this?
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
I'm doing wonderful.
Fantastic. All right, listen, I got a pair of two-day passes for you. I will send you to the festival. That'll take place the end of September down on the National Mall with all Jay and a whole bunch more. So if you can hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee just needs to get some info from you, and then you will go to the show, all right? All right?
Hey, thanks.
Hey, you got it. Hold tight 1 second. By the way, if you need information, like I said, anything that has to do with the Landmark Music Festival, .com/EITM online. You can get everything that you need there, all the information. And we'll give those tickets a week. Today is Tuesday?
Yeah.
Man, the week's creeping. Well, thank you. May 4th be with you. So for the remainder of this week, you will win your tickets for the festival. And then don't forget, later on, this gets to see Rise Against. Before we get out of here during Diane's Dirt, you get your playoff tickets. Oh, by the way, this is only for people. Well, I guess you could come from anywhere. But you know who's in concert at the Fillmore in D.C. tonight?
Who?
Your band. Ministry. Ministry's in town. I feel like we were in a big muddy field in Jackson.
That would be three for me.
Yeah, no, you'd be right on it. You know what I wanted to do me a favor? Will you see if you could find me some new, would you call it bodybuilding? Weightlifting, or I don't even know, because the guy's doing it, but he's lean. But I guess somebody who knows something to build weightlifting. Like lifting. Yeah, I need somebody who's into that. 866-2-Elliot-35-546. Romario Dos Santos. His picture's been all over the place the last day. Or day and a half. By the way, when he does look pretty badass. So this is the dude who wanted to make himself look like Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And so he started doing like hardcore bodybuilding. And I even think, is he from Colombia?
Oh, Brazil.
So, like, there was an interview with him. I couldn't understand any of it. What's wrong, Diane?
I'm just looking as painful.
The problem is it's not all natural.
Right. Guess that.
No, but there are bodybuilders who get the...
No, they don't.
Sure, they sure do.
How you doing?
Thank you.
That guy's trap muscles did not look like this.
Here's this guy that I just was doing something illegal.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever. Look at him, Mario.
It looks like, we mentioned this yesterday, but it looks like he has a bucky. Like he's constantly comfortable on airplanes because he's got a built-in pillow.
If you saw him walking down the street.
Bodysuit. Would never think it's real.
Really?
How did he get that?
So here's what he was a weightlifter, a bodybuilder.
You're saying he was. It's not like he passed.
He wanted to get real big. He wanted to make himself look like the Incredible Hulk. So he got building, and he started injecting himself with, is it sight enhancement oil, commonly known as synthol. Says bodybuilders often use synthol to hide body part that does not respond well to training. So maybe it sounds like it just gives them a little bit of an oomph. It consists of oil.
Okay.
And they say when you buy it on the street, it could contain other ingredients. What is light enough if you have...
Nothing?
Like if you're going to the dentist and they're going to rip it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. My teeth are perfect. But is that what they use lidocaine for?
Full anesthetic, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Or like if you're getting shots or something, they'll lidocaine you up. Needless to say, injecting yourself with synthol can lead to huge problems like pulmonary nerve damage, and in Mario's case, oil-filled pockets that cause your muscles...
Ouch. He's not getting through a hoop.
No, I don't even think he can get his arm. Let me say two things. Number one, they thought they were going to have to amputate his arms.
Because of all the
Not because of all the junk. But not specifically because of the junk, but because of what that did to his arms. Like, it took all of his muscles, everything, any space in his arm had turned into rock. Rock.
Wouldn't it be the Hulk? Tyler. Jesus.
I will say this, though. There is...
What?
His arms are impressive.
No,
his arms,
Elliot,
are... It's not natural.
If you haven't seen the photos, it is giving you any sense of this that looks good.
His arms look good.
He's misleading you because...
Look at his bicep.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
It is. Yes, it is. But I would... Wouldn't you love to have a bicep like that, though? If it wasn't made out of rock and synthol?
No.
Yes. To be that arms.
I mean, this guy
no,
hasn't seen in he's like 15 years.
No, but like his what I don't know what are whatever his Bucky. Whatever, like that's gross. That's
But you're okay with the bicep.
His biceps are pretty impressive.
Founder those biceps.
I don't know, but that's pretty
it's
big.
Like a thigh muscle.
But you know what?
But do you see how like narrow like his forearm looks normal?
And then, No, it doesn't. His
picture,
forearm,
yeah, it does.
His forearm,
I mean,
does
obviously,
not look normal.
Aside from all the veins popping out. But when
bicep.
You get up to his
yeah,
bicep,
you know what? His forearm does look pretty normal. I flex my arm, and my bicep did that. I feel freaking awesome.
I'm surprised his tattoos held up that well.
You know what? I had the same thought. How does it just not stretch?
Did he do it post?
No, because I saw a pre picture of he had the tattoos then.
He's a muscular kid.
No, yes, he was in shape, but not like that.
So,
but there is a part kind of flex your arms and just have those big biceps. That's kind of cool.
So for it's been oil.
Yeah.
What did you call it? Synthol.
Synthol.
Is that something that these are amateurs really in competition? Bodybuilding bodies, governing bodies.
I believe that they're in the past with bodybuilding governing bodies.
And this exact oil?
I don't know if it's this oil, but I feel like of like people injecting, like using injectables and stuff like that. I don't follow the bond too closely.
No.
We'll tell you this. Nothing makes me more flaccid than... I don't know why Diane and Kaylee are giving me a look. No. Sometimes like on Saturday mornings, they'll show like a bodybuilding contest on TV.
Yeah.
And you see they're completely like ripped and oiled. Like they're in shape and strong.
Fitness model. It's like a... Blunt,
yeah, bodybuilding,
yeah,
nothing more than that. I don't think I could have sex with that woman. Those women, I don't think I could. I try to see if I could, but I don't think I could. I could. You agree? That doesn't get you horny at all.
No,
it's gross,
and they're even in bikinis.
And it looks so gross too.
I wouldn't like go so far as this.
It is. Like if you look at
but it is.
Yeah, no. Like if you look at their bikini bottoms. Like, you don't look at their bikini bottoms and go like, yeah, there's a... You look at it and go like, ugh. No, it's nasty. It is. Some people like it. That's fine.
Yep.
I like Indian food. Some people don't. But these women make me very flaccid. Wait, who is this? That's pretty good. Robbie tweeted a picture of us Bob from when he blew his arms up like that. That's pretty good.
Echo is echoed on the phone, the sentiment. A lot of people are upset that you're calling him a bodybuilder.
Okay. Can I read?
Because it seems as though he worked for it.
I'm going to read
exactly.
The first sentence from this article.
I understand.
Bodybuilder Romario Dos Santos, a man whose attempt to become a real-life Hulk. So I termed him a bodybuilder. So yeah, he's a bodybuilder.
Oh, see, now you're agreeing, Bill.
Okay, well, that's what else am I going to call?
Romeo. Romario. What's his name?
Romario.
Is that kind of the same thing that, like, Miss Bum Bum, like...
I don't remember hearing about oil and alcohol doing those injections. No, but here's why I think some people are upset. Real-life bodybuilders do... If they've got a body part that is lagging and isn't responding well, they'll give themselves a little injection. And so, like, maybe whatever that's here, if this one isn't doing as well as this one... Maybe I just hit it. Maybe
for uniformity.
Maybe I just hit it a little bit.
I thought you were talking about, because, you know, what if some guy's got, like, skinny calves or something, and he just can't build them up?
No, you know what that is? Those are, and you see it at gyms all the time. Everybody's going on up top, and then they got little legs downstairs. Work the legs, boys. Work the legs. Where am I going, Kaylee? Early in the morning. Good morning.
Is this me?
Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
Randy.
Hey, what's...
The Synthol is also called Pump and Pose. They're using it for probably 20 years.
And you said it's called Pump and Pose? Oh, that makes sense. You pump it into your system, and then you can pose.
Well, it's more... It's not... You definitely pump it in. It's more for a pump, like the pump that you get when you're working. It fills your muscles up, you know, with this oil, with the Synthol. But it's used so much anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's real worse. It's a very minuscule amount. It's in a list that people were doing 10 years ago, or even, you know, 15 years ago, where they wanted to look more like you've got these guys that are monsters with these, you know, so. It's just your four.
Well, I don't understand when you say, like, with these huge stomachs, like, what do you mean? Like my stomach?
No, have you ever seen a bodybuilder that looks like...
No.
I mean, their muscles, Google Last Arnold Classic, those guys, Branch Warren, Ty Green, etc. They're so really massive. Everything grows, the amount of gear that they're on. Everything grows, and the result between that insulin, growth hormone, except stomachs physically get distended, and they look pregnant.
Can't tell.
That's the Branch Warren guy.
So I'm looking at Branch Warren. I can't tell what's going on. It almost looks like his cell.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, what you're seeing right there is 3% or less per body fat. But he looks like he's got... Shredded.
See, he didn't forget his legs. He took care of his legs.
Bodybuilders remember legs.
Well, no, I'm telling you, so I did when I used to go. I'll tell you what he doesn't have is a penis.
Probably it's the size of the rest of his body. You're probably right.
Hey, let me. What is this guy's name? Cash Warren?
Branch Warren.
Branch Warren. Like, is that, or is he doing something illegal?
Oh no, that's all. I mean, you don't talk about it, but there are certain leagues and branches of bodybuilding that do not do drugs. These guys, there is no drug testing whatsoever. I mean, your testosterone, Masteron, you name it, like a growth hormone, so on and so on.
Shy, whatever. What is his first name?
Branch.
So, like, would it be if I didn't do any steroid or any injectable, anything like that, and I committed myself to and becoming a bodybuilder, the human body is some kind of assistance?
Absolutely not. Not even close. I mean... And again, just look all the way back to like when was competing, Lou Ferrigno, et cetera. Don't get me wrong, and they looked great. Their physique, as far as I'm concerned, was a lot more. Guys were on drugs, but you know, fast forward, here we are, 30 years later. They've mastered it. They know trial and error and bro science. What to take, when to take, you know, and the massive quantities of it. Arnold might have been on 400 milligrams a test a week. They're on 2 grams, to be 2,000 milligrams a week.
Hey, let me ask you this: Do you do like body?
I mean, I'm not really. I've never competed. I've been weightlifting for.
But, like, do you look at these guys and go, like, that Branch guy, I'd kill...
But you'd never be able to find a pair of pants.
No, and actually, it's actually reverting back. I think that those guys... I know people that have worked out with Ky Green, that Branch Warren. I think those guys look disgusting. They're disproportionate. Look Adonis.
But you know what I mean? Like, you see some of those guys who are, like, really, really built. You them in a pair of shorts, and you're like, guys look like that.
Oh, yeah, and that's a genetic thing. I mean, you've either got quads, you don't. One of the guys that I work at, his upper body isn't there yet. You know, the guy's working on it, but this dude's loving this for 12 years. He's been doing it for 18 months. His legs look 100 times.
I wish I could do that.
I would say it's
genetic.
All right, dude. Hey, brother. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Got it. Hey, can I get a T-shirt?
Yeah, hold tight. One second. I'll do that for you. Okay, Donna.
What?
I hate to go there, so move around to wipe.
It's the caller.
Oh, I'll get it. Bodybuilders can wipe their asses.
Yeah,
look at Brand ass.
Brazilian guy. Brazilian.
Well, no, you know what? I bet he could. I bet this guy could wipe his butt. Don't you?
Not at all.
How about, like, Branch?
No, I thought you were talking about Brand.
Rosario.
Romario. Rosario Dos Santos.
Mario. Romario Dos Santos. But, dude, look at his arm.
At least.
They almost had to cut his arms off, Diane.
Of all the junk he's putting
in. It's all rock. That's not even muscle. That's just...
Branch and Kai's defense, they're the total package.
What do you mean?
Romario was all arm.
And just the top part of his arm.
Not even
the shoulders. Although that one little shoulder bump that he has, that's
awful.
I hate it. All right, let me do the hold. Pardon me. If you're on a quick break, I'll grab you next.
Morning.
Smartphone, what can I do for
you? Your mother's way. All right. You never call me. I am not your teeth. Don't talk with your mouth full.
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is your destination for gift. We've assembled our best collection ever of affordable Mother's Day jewelry. Stone rings to diamond hoop earrings to pendants and nitty bands. Specially priced for your mother or the mother of your children. Give her something with lasting value.
Thanks for telling me about Diamonds Direct. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around, mister, or I'll...
Yes, ma'am.
Let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find her a Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy for years to Broad Village across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Hey, it's TMO, and something to remember. When you want it, we've got it at H.H. Gregg. Thinking about a new water? Gregg's got it. Hundreds of refrigerating ranges? Gregg's got it. Hundreds of appliances plus next day delivery? Thank you, Gregg. And right now at H.H. Gregg, get up to 24 months special finance. Extra 5% when you use your credit card. Visit H.H. Gregg and hhgregg.com. Top brands, low price delivery, Gregg's got it. Set approval day delivery available on in-stock appliances only. See store for details.
Have you heard about My TV Richmond? Modern hits and all-time favorite show. Cable or free over the air. Turn it on at least. Weeknights starting at 6, it's The Simpsons, backed by popular demand.
Look at it, Lover Fly.
Followed by American Dad.
It's gonna be a wild ride.
Then at 7, outrageous comedy with Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, just try it.
And laugh with the gang at Dunder Mifflin.
Can you imagine if
I've been asking for back again on My TV Richmond. My 5 nights of mystery face to face with SVU, Law and Order Criminal Intent, The Mentalist, Bones, and every Wednesday, The Walking Dead.
The world.
Here's your chance to see everyone talking about. Plus great movies only on it's free over the air or on cable and Fios. My TV Richmond, digital TV 35.2, cable 209, Fios 10.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, those serve our country deserve our thanks. Free Appreciation Month, we're showing our members some appreciation. Now through the end of May, Armed Forces or DOD, and you'll both get a cap, qualify, and join. It's our little way of saying thanks. We're proud to honor our servant or armament. Military Appreciation Month and NavyFederal.org/salute for details. Open to everyone in the Armed Forces, the DOD family. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Weeks after your accident, you see...
Will you still feel pain from your injuries?
Or the strikes?
Will you be paying the price for someone else's bad decision?
At Allen & Allen, we know that a personal injury can affect the... We've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen & Allen. Call us.
Call 868-7150.
The grand opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian Super Quick Smoking with Clouds Vapor. Premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Ponds, Ruthless, Lost Art, and the Cloud Science. Now that quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced vapor. Clouds has everything you need. Clouds and flavors to create at the 11003 Midlothian Turnpike next to the Wawa or our second locator. 7 days a week, Clouds Vapor.
If you're an experienced HVAC installer and you want to earn more and work for a team that cares about you, then drop by Danger Air any evenings and find out more. I'm Hugh Joyce, owner of James River Air, and I promise best decision of your life.
Bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my hat, got most of school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw its tail online. Really funny.
Try new Belvita Breakfast Bites when you're on the go. Made with deliciously baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
On the shoulder of Parham near Hungry Spring, collision skip with it broad. Outbound near Courthouse and Ironbridge. An earlier collision. 288 northbound from Midlothian to Huguenot Trail running slow with heavy travel volume.
From the top of the Elliott Wing, WWDC WRXL, Richmond, Elliott, in the morning.
In the morning, don't forget, hour from now. Ambassadors will be here.
Can't think, can't sleep.
They'll come in, hang out with us. Coming off their assault. We got to get back into some phone calls. Thanks to Elliott. 866-235-5468.
Everybody,
by the way, they got to cut him off.
Nope.
Now, granted, his big. Well, yeah, I guess it's all like just. It's not real.
No, it's like it is muscle.
Yeah, well, it's all rock.
Yeah.
So I guess they were able to save it. Go away. That's the one thing the artist. Maybe he says it during the interview part of it, but I don't understand him.
I mean, how does it, like, rock solid? Normal?
If it's just all rock that's in there, which is why they were going to cut his arms off. Like, how does it, like, so they go stall or whatever it is. No more injecting oil into your system. Does it just dissipate through the body? Or is he F for life?
God knows what's going to happen to him.
Say yes. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That he's screwed for the rest of his life with his arms.
A lot of stuff in your.
Could you date him?
No. Well, he lifts.
Pump and pose. What I'm saying that you couldn't date him because he would always be in the gym. I'm not talking about that. I'm asking, just looking at him, could you date that?
No.
It's just.
I wouldn't say that.
No.
Can you imagine if he asked for a back massage?
What do you think it feels like? It's gotta rock.
Yeah, that's
right. What are you doing?
He's putting his thumbs in his imaginary truffles.
Yeah.
You were like, yeah.
Double thumbs down. DR Rose. That's a push it out.
Get out. Hi, Elliott in the morning.
Hi, how are you, Elliott?
Good. Hi, Jess, how are you? What can I do for you?
So I just want to say I agree with that caller. I'm a cigarette competitor, so I'm not that. I just competed on Saturday, actually.
Wait, hold on, back up a second. You're what competitor?
Like a cigarette competitor. So there's different like categories. There's like bodybuilding. There's cigarette, which is a feminine, and then there's bikini, which is all you basically do is wear a bikini and shake your butt.
Okay, that's all. Do you want me to rank those? I like that one. That one's pretty good. But wait, so figure is just ape. And you are, I don't know what the right word is, but you don't look like female bodybuilders. And I'm not trying to insult them. It does nothing for me. Like, I can't get a boner for that. But.
Yeah. Like, do you know who Dana Lynn Bailey? She's a physique. She's physique. Now, I mean, you can definitely tell she looks. If you ever, like, Instagrammed her or saw her.
Oh, my God. She's got, like, a 10-pack.
Deltoids, like, her striations. Like, that's not normal. That's not.
Okay, can I hit pause for a second, though? She doesn't. We just pulled up a picture of her, of Dana Lynn Bailey. She is bad as. Okay, that's a bad picture of Dana. Okay. No, but you. But the first picture that you. Oh, see, now in that pose, I can't have sex with her.
Yeah.
She doesn't have boobs. Like, right. she's got.
That's muscle.
Yeah. She's got pecs. And, like, her ass, it's very muscular. Muscular, don't get me wrong. That's not attractive. And that's just me. I'm sure there's a lot of people who find that really hot. To me, it's not attractive at all.
Yeah, I think she looks like a man. I agree. I mean, I don't look that way. I'm more feminine. I mean, I do figure. So it's not as muscular as physique is. So,
What do you look like?
Actually, I went to your D1 on Sunday. I celebrated because I won Saturday. I Instagrammed a picture of me holding a lightning bolt, if you could see it. Instagram. Or you can grab me. You can see a picture.
But you don't inject yourself with anything.
No, 100%. I mean, on Saturday was a natural show, so I would never do that.
How many people were in the show? She won.
Great question. How many people were in the show?
There's different classes. There's height classes. It was the height. I'm okay. And there's A, B, C. So then there's different, like, open, meaning you've done it before, and you maybe one novice. A novice, like, the first time you've never done it. So I competed at the time because I've never done figure. I did fitness last year, which is completely different.
That's hot.
Yeah. So I wound up winning novice and then figure. So
how tall are you? What height is that?
I'm 5'2".
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's nice.
Yeah.
I have to see you now. You know what? I'm going to. You know what? Will you send a picture to Diane?
Get too skeevy about
No. It's diane@d.com. And just, like, check my figure or something like that in the subject line so I know it's you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be that would be good. But now let me ask you, like, you've never injected yourself or done anything like that?
Never. No need to. I don't think.
When you look at this guy, like this Romario dude, I don't know if you've seen him yet.
Yeah, I did.
Or whoever that. Like, do you look at that and go, like, God damn, man, like, that's awesome.
I think it's hideous looking. Okay.
Really?
I feel the same way about men. Like, I don't know, it's not natural, and it's just too much. And you could tell when someone's using, because normally their veins, like, especially in their legs, are, like, just, like, popping. Not natural.
But I feel like everyone's got veins popping out of their legs.
Is she with a bodybuilder?
Oh, good question. Bodybuilder?
No, well, no.
So, I mean, oh, so you have sex with a bodybuilder?
No, I don't know. I met somebody on Saturday night, but who knows?
Wait, at the show.
Oh, judge.
Yeah,
she won. That's not cheating.
But will you only date like really in shape dudes?
I mean, obviously, I want somebody who likes the gym and enjoys the gym, but they don't have to be in the gym 24/7. Like, you know, I am a lot, but they have to just do and be okay with that. I mean, the hardest part is like meal prepping, because you have to prep all your food, which is hitting out, throw your food out, because you have to have a certain amount. Eat a certain amount a day, and that's taking your meals with you. People are looking at you. DC 101, we brought our food with us. Like,
wait, so you can't, like, well, wait, so wait.
She's walking around with us.
So to go to the show on Sunday, you brought food with you? You know they sell, like, and hot dog. When was the last time you had a piece of pizza?
A long time. And actually, I celebrated. I drank quite a bit on Sunday, but I have another show in 4 weeks. And I gotta step up my game a little bit.
Last time you had like a cheeseburger.
I did Saturday night and I had a cheeseburger without the bun though, and goat cheese. So.
Ugh. Have you ever had Chinese?
Yeah, but I can't tell you the last time I had Chinese.
Do you have a serious question?
Sure.
Do you ever go bathroom?
Every day.
She's like super constipated. Carbs,
because her body just eats. There's nothing that comes out. Like, I imagine it would be very painful. So
actually, that's really not true. It's true. I think it's the opposite. Loaded and full you get, and the harder it is.
Okay,
that's how I feel. I mean,
I don't.
But
well,
I eat a lot of carbs. All right, yes. Right. Hold on.
Hang up so she can send that photo.
Send the
dance video to Elliot.
Send the picture. I need a picture of you to Diane.
Okay.
And I need also send your dance.
Oh, I don't have the video, but I send you a picture and like my Instagram. You can take a look at some of the old photos I did.
Okay, yeah. By the way, you sound beautiful.
Thank you. But the next show, it's funny because the last show I just did was OCB, which is like a natural show. And it's not a natural show. So, like, they don't. So, like, obviously I don't use, but, like, anybody could go into the show and use. So, like, I'm going to be going up again. Could be twice my size. So the competition's much tougher.
I'm still like you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, send that picture and hurry.
All right, so Diane at DC101.
Yeah, hi. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay, very
good. No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
I would not be able to self if I couldn't name the last time I had Chinese.
Oh, I thought a list was coming. Comma, pizza.
No,
comma,
no.
French fries.
Aren't you with me, though?
Yeah.
How do you go to a concert with... Listen, I need to take this very strict routine. Check my box. This Romario Dos Santos.
Though. She competes. Like, she... Like, he's back to, like, a month of training. She didn't win a whole day, she said.
Yeah, because she had just finished the competition, and she won.
Yeah.
And now, right back at it. I would go if I were going to get. I think I would go the testosterone synthetic way, though.
A competition that does not test.
Yeah, that would be more. Show. That would be more for me. Less work. Ugh, I couldn't imagine being a gym 24/7. I've ended that sentence after gym.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this? Hey, what's going on? What's going on, dude?
That I was listening to you, and I'm the shameless, and I thought I could never, and months ago I started dating this girl, and the, you know, first couple nights it was great, and I had, she was an amateur bodybuilder, none whatsoever.
Well, how would you not know her body?
But she was clothed, and when she was unclothed, I didn't see her because, you know, it was dark.
Right.
Until about maybe the third time that she got up to take a shit. Holy crap, look at her. And I got to tell you, it was cool. We've been seeing each other for about 3 months now. And I mean, it's weird because it's the same way. I could never date a bodybuilder. It's everything to each side.
Okay, but, like she doesn't look like that Dana Brittle or whatever her name
she
is.
She looks like, I think her name's Dana Torres, the swimmer.
Oh, the old.
Yeah.
What? You're thinking of Dara, right?
Well,
no, you're thinking of the old swimmer.
Yeah,
she's
the old. Yeah,
the
not the one
super...
who wanted to swim to
no,
Cuba.
Not Diana.
Torres though is fit.
She's in fantastic shape. No,
but is this guy fit or does he feel in?
Are you in shape? Shape?
Yeah.
Really good shape.
I'm not a bodybuilder. But I'm very active, and I hit it off so well was because we. You know, we both like to run, we both like to bike, we both like to climb, you know, and the rock climb. Yeah, no, I'm a chef by trade, so that kind of always keeps, because you're always moving. No, I think part of it is, and I think Diane will admit that she's got a great, I mean, she's just a real fun,
I have a great, and nobody's like, yeah, but he's naughty.
Can people please stop sending me the Jim Carrey in the bodybuilder picture?
The one thing that you said that made me call was that she's wearing a bra. It looks like she has a chest, but when the bra, it looks different. There's just something about it. I am or whatever, but.
Wait, so do they not look like boobs when her bra's off?
No. When the bra's off, they look like boobs. When she's wearing her bra or just a slight T-shirt, it looks. It is.
I have Jess's pictures.
Hold on, here I come. Whatever, dude. Keep talking.
Jess's pictures came in. All right,
you know, I tried to meet Elliot. I wanted you to do me a favor yesterday, and I totally blew it. Boy.
Look at her ass.
You know how men aren't very good at remembering birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah, what
My son is, he's such a fan of yours, and I remember when you started talking about it, you talked about May the 4th.
Okay, hold tight 1 second. I'll find some. 1 second, okay?
Sorry, he got distracted.
So, sorry. Hold tight 1 second, okay, bud?
Yeah.
Okay, you hate me. What?
He's trying to talk about his kid.
That.
What?
You were a dick.
No, not at all.
Yes.
I told him I was giving him something.
That's not what he wanted.
What was he? 5. Sorry about that.
You're fine.
See, I told you.
Convincing.
Yeah, really.
No, wait. Well, so anyway, finish your story, because now Diane and Tyler tell me I'm a dick.
No. Actually, I'm dick because I totally forgot to do this. I wanted to see if you could say something, give a shout-out to my son yesterday.
Oh, I can
do it. For his birthday, for he wasn't until he and I were listening to your show a couple years ago. Right. And I was just a huge fan of yours. He's your old.
That's awesome.
Every morning I drive him to school, and he loves listening to your show.
What is his name?
His name is Ethan.
Well, tell Ethan happy birthday, a day late, but may the 4th be with him.
I will do that.
Very good. All right, hold tight. Hold on a second for me.
I got out, but thank you.
I do too. Later, bro. All right, much better?
Yeah,
that was good. By the way, What do you think Jess looks like?
An amateur body.
That.
I don't know. Brunette.
No. Totally different than what you expect. She got unbelievable legs.
Did that.
Yeah, no, but not like...
That's
like
why
really,
I said amateur.
Legs.
I know she does peds, but I'm not thinking of the Saturday morning girl.
No, the Saturday morning girls are gross. These are legs like you wear like sunglasses. Like, these legs are awesome. Diane, doesn't she look nice?
I thought you were being him from being too...
That's not a compliment.
Wearing someone's legs like...
Is a compliment... I could have said that they were disgusting. The Saturday morning girls, you're not wearing that like sunglasses. Hell no.
That was at the Jim Carrey. Not Jeff.
All right, let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Morning.
Hey, this is Brad from KG Elephant, and you're listening to Elliot in the Morning.
Ammo, bullets, powder, and some sporting goods up and ready for spring. 22s, 22 mags, 17s, we got them. 9s, 40s, 45s, we got them. 204s, 223, 22, 250, one of Armand, Government Hunt, Dances 2, and our prices are the best.
So what my dad Marlon says,
Dances Sporting Goods at South Park Boulevard in Colonial Heights. Check us out online at sportinggoods.com. The shad are in the river under the 95 Bridge. They're catching huge bass fish, James. At Lake Chet, it's as hot as it's ever been. And Dance's Sporting Goods is geared up and ready to get season. Rods, reels, baits, we got them. And all at great, great pricing.
Y'all know what my dad Marlon says. Come on, get you some.
Dance's Sporting Goods at South Park Boulevard in Colonial Heights. Hop the line at dancesportinggoods.com.
Today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm. Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning. I also made you sugar and cream. Oh, I spread out before you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits. But at least make you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for all locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Morning, dude.
No breakfast yet, Chris?
Long cat.
Go, man. I got an extra sausage coffee from McDonald's Dollar Menu.
From the savory sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe, all for a buck each. You at breakfast can get your mornings up to speed.
Bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day has got nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
Hackberry, a la carte only.
Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Fest at historic Malvern, where 288 meets Huguenot Trail. Sample over 30 different Virginia craft beers. There's beer, food, $15 in advance with VIP tickets available. Visit VABeerFest.com for more info and tickets. Tickets also available at all Capital Ale House locations. And don't miss the official after show after 5th Annual Virginia Saturday, May 9th, noon to 6. Brought to you at 5th Doctor, Capital Ale House in Brown.
This Mother's Day, see her smile. Give Mom a gift card because nothing says you do more than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. Now to purchase a hand and stone and receive a $20 promotional gift card for yourself. Visit one of our three hand facial spas locations in Chesterfield, Carytown, or Short Pump, or handandstone.com. See for details.
If HVAC installer, and you want to earn more and work for a team that cares about you, James River Air any evening from 3 to 6 and find out more. You're the owner of James River Air, and this will be the best decision of your life. Go to jamesriverair.com and apply online or call to find out about our opportunities. James River Air is an equal opportunity employer. Call or click jamesriverair.com. Aircom.
Ordered at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get egg and cheese sandwich.
Croissant sandwich. That's the only way to capture its flaky goodness. And right now, they're just too... Now say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh, no, that's boring.
Get two Croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Harry.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can get car insurance? Call us today. Say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Tired of the same old breakfast routine? You don't have to over and over. Defect to the best with a warm, fluffy biscuit taco, AM Crunch Wrap, Grande Scrambler, or Cinnabon Delight. Only at Taco Bell. Wake up. Live Moss at participating locations.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
295 southbound between 10. Construction has your left and looks like left and center lane block. You roll over on the right shoulder of 95 northbound near the boulevard. Crash reported.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
I'm
get yourself a pair of tickets to go see Rod to get to town. So we'll do that a little bit. Before we get out of here this morning, but we get playoff tickets. We'll give you tickets to see the Caps take on Brewers. Game mark. Caps up 2-1 in that series. Also, give you tickets to see on the Hawks. Game 2 of that series is tonight. Wizards are up 1-0. They get home Saturday to take on Atlanta, their first game at home. Home series. Ex-ambassadors will be here. We will see them. We were studying in Italy. Do you know the statue of the new Hercules in Italy? Say again. I know it's a country. I don't know. Statue of Hercules? I don't know what city it's in. Rome. Venice? I have no idea. I feel bad for these two dudes, though. Because this... So these two dudes were to Italy?
I think they're from the U.S. So they were tourists. Tourists who were over in wherever the statue of the two Hercules are.
And they went to take a picture with this statue. And I guess one of them wasn't paying attention. And I don't know if he moved. It doesn't say how it happened. The breaking part of the statue. So now it broke.
Tried to run. I don't think they tried to get away like pretend it didn't happen.
But now they're like charges for breaking the statue.
It's kind of common sense. You shouldn't be.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't think it was a case of like that. They weren't trying to destroy it.
Yeah.
I think they were just taking a picture standing by the statue, and then the statue ended up breaking. By the way, doesn't that totally sound that you would just be right in the middle of
I'll
everything?
I'll climb up at the top.
Ah! No. See, I'm not climbing.
Well, it was, oh, you know what? You're right, in Jacksonville for that photo, and Kaylee wanted you to.
Oh, I would never climb on a statue.
It upsets me when you see people.
Oh, I would never. I don't think I've ever climbed on a statue. Should I ever do that? No. That's like even like I can't even think of. Well, I took the picture in front of those lions or something. That's nothing famous. It's a fountain.
Correct.
But I wouldn't climb on the statue, like that. I wouldn't do. People were just standing next to it. Oh, so you think they were
and
climbing?
Like, that's how it came dislodged or whatever happened to it.
Well, it doesn't say how. I mean, the thing's probably settled. So it's probably a little brittle anyway. Well, Diane, but it doesn't make it sound like it was. It's not like you went to National Mall and climbed up on Lincoln. Sounds like they were just standing by the statue. Like, for example, if I was famous statue that we could...
Statue of Liberty.
Okay, cool. I'm not touching the Statue of Liberty. If we were going to all take a picture and we went to put our arms around each other, back to go around Diane, I bumped the statue and part of it. Now I'm going to be charged with the...
Yep.
No, it's not.
Here comes a park ranger running up.
It's. I can't. Although I will say this, see what I mean? Like that statue of everything. Look at it. That statue is just right there.
Is that the damage they caused?
Yes. Look at that.
Oh my God.
Could
God.
You look how much damage?
That's bigger.
No, it's like it's a piece that came, but they didn't do it on purpose.
I mean, involuntary destruction.
Is that a real charge?
I don't know. I don't think
so. Involuntary destruction.
How about destruction? Depending on what it is, they don't care. You're involuntary. It still happened.
Accidents charged for an accident.
No, you know who didn't have an accident? The people who stood 3 feet away from
the statue is right there in the middle of everything. Like, for example, well, I can't even think because I've never done that before. Broken anything like valuable?
No.
Either relic like that or just like expensive?
I can't think of anything.
But like even take it down to like a I can't even think of like a Tiffany's Celsius and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're at a Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to take a picture with Scott.
And I'm over backing up.
Yeah.
You break it, you bought it.
No.
Oh yes.
It's on display. You can't afford that.
It doesn't matter. I'm gonna have to find a way to afford it.
You can't. It's an accident.
Doesn't matter.
That may be a bad example because you're in a
suit. With a bunch of things that are crystals.
No.
It's common sense.
You're at a museum.
Stanchions up around everything.
No, that's true. There's not always stanchions up around stuff. There's stuff that are right out in the open.
For the most part,
But we went to the spy museum. They would. If you broke something in there, what are you going to do?
But most things are behind glass.
Not everything there was behind glass. There was stuff that was out.
The stuff that's out is meant to be touched.
Isn't there the Natural History Museum out? I can go to take a picture with a dinosaur fossil and accidentally bump into it.
Yeah, but don't they have the stuff so you can't get too close?
No, it's the stanchions. That's how you take a picture.
And then you fall.
And then could you imagine? That damage is bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would feel horrible. Like, it's not like remorse isn't even enough to explain.
Can I tell
how
you
I
the other
feel.
Thing I would feel?
What?
The wind as I ran. You have to take. If you break something valuable, you have to run.
Yeah, like I've told the story before when I was thrown in and it broke.
Do we know the story? Does this sound familiar?
Georgetown, wasn't
yeah.
it?
What
yeah.
window? Like at a store?
It was someone's house. on a corner. Yeah. I was just around.
Right.
I got thrown into it and I ran. And my friend Tim.
It's not what I thought you were going to say. So it was just somebody's house. Oh, Tim, you run like hell.
My friend Tim, who took full responsibility for, went and paid for it.
No. I mean, listen, and it's not even valuable, but I've broken people's windows with baseballs and stuff as anything. Okay? Nope. Could have been. You don't fess up to that kind of, especially, that's a statue. That's like a country's statue.
Well, I mean, green's a hell of a lot more for the statue, but
what was the other statue in was it was that also where were we where I did the where I was posing like the guy in hat on?
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I believe it was Andrew Jackson, for whom the town is.
You know what? That's probably right then.
It is.
I would have hauled ass. I'm not hanging around for that. Wait, what is line? That's pretty funny. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Elliot. My name is Will. I was on vacation with my parents, and we built more in North Carolina.
Right.
And I guess I ate something bad, and I actually ended up throwing up all over, you know, a rug and a bench they had in there. And they didn't make us pay for it. If you're in a museum, you have to pay for it. If you're in a store and you knock over a piece, you have to pay for it, because those things aren't.
Right. No, and that's it. You're right. The Tiffany thing was a bad example. Was a bad example, yeah. No, but like if you were just on a tour of a museum or the floor, then that's on them.
Absolutely. And if you threw up on a woolly mammoth at the museum, that's not really your fault either. Especially
nope.
if it's a little kid.
Yeah, little kids get excited and just go running around.
Absolutely.
All right,
you
dude.
See it all the time. Take it easy.
I appreciate say tell him it's an act of God.
You felt an earthquake with the USGS.
No, never.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it was a sonic boom.
Where am I going, Kaylee? The throwing up on a bench.
Yeah.
But you could be at, do they have rugs in a lot of museums? Like famous rugs?
I mean, not what I'm.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
No.
But like if the only thing separating you is and you threw up all over it, you can't do anything about that.
I think there were rugs hanging in Pee Wee, Adobe. I think there were rugs back. But you're not handling anything that's
gonna
of
be,
value.
They're going to be more lenient with you than you like crumbling part of it.
The thing that comes to mind is like anybody who's ever taken the tour of the White House. Where they have like the blue room or the green room or whatever.
Yeah.
They have all that furniture and stuff all over the place.
Doesn't that get replaced every time?
No, not like the old timey rooms.
I thought it did.
Oh, does it? Because you could easily puke all over that.
Who?
People throw up all the time.
All the time.
All right.
Vomit incidences since the day.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Diane's got to do some news. After that, I'll give you. After that, ex ambassadors will join.
Elliot in the morning.
XL102.
Choose a bouquet as colorful as mom. Let strangers handle the arrangements. Mother's Day is May 10th. 10th is number one in your heart with something beautiful from strangers. Send her fresh water out of town. Choose from hundreds of hanging baskets and wrote a rainbow.
Strangers way to brighten up the place. Chase away the blues. Bring a smile to
in convenient locations, call 1-200 or visit strangers.com's festive featured arrangement favorite or create a custom design. You'll find one that's just right for your mom. Make this Mother's Day at strangers.com today and save or call 300.
From strangers.
small business owner, how hard are a day? Answer, never enough. That's why, Inc., we're dedicated to helping small businesses succeed through a people-first approach to all customer service. First Capital, Inc., that offers you customized services designed to make your life simpler and your business run smoothly. So visit us online at One Capital First Capital Bank. Let's make it work.
Say, oh, I know you can. You can. You. Almost, almost. I love you. Hey, good boy.
To you, your dog is more than just a pet. He's your exercise buddy, lap warmer, home security system to cry on. Not to mention the bench you've ever had. And while he may not be able to say the words exactly, your dog's in many ways. So help protect him with Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Advantix 2 provides broad-spectrum protection and mosquitoes, too. Advantix 2 kills fleas and ticks through contact. They don't have to bite your dog to death.
That's it. You said it. You're a good boy. No.
Canine Advantix 2. For the love of Canine Advantix 2 for dogs only. Available at veterinary clinics and pet specialty retailers. Learn more at canineadvantix2.com.
Exactly does Richmond need a level trauma center? Find out when Dr. Jeffrey Haynes addresses the subject on when 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Lewis Skinner Botanical Garden. Dr. Haynes will also discuss the many emergency and trauma resources of Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU, the first and only American College of Surgeons verified trauma center in Virginia. This seminar to the public. Register online at vcuhealth.org/seminars.
Don't trust your sleep to an amateur. Sleepy's has Mattress Perfect, the most comfortable mattress. And only Sleepy's has the largest selection of brands. Get our best financing offer and free delivery on any mattress, subject to credit approval. See store. Plus, it's the final vape Sealy in the store on sale. With Queen Sift starting at $4.99. Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
HVAC installer. And you want to earn more and work for a team that cares about you. James River Air any evening from 3 to 6 and find out more. I'm the owner of James River Air, and I promise decision of your life.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula absorbs sweat and relieves medicated powder. Stops the odor. Stop.
Welcome to Burger King. Try saying croissant sandwich.
Sandwich.
Now say muffin.
Boring. Sucre sandwich only at Burger King. Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Depot, save up to $500. So, let's do better features for fewer bucks. Spring is here, and so are great savings on A Samsung and more. Smarter, rinse cleaner, spend now, save bigger. Do this. Save up to $500 on appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. About while supplies last.
95 South, from New Market Road to Rutland. We have construction currently blocking the Liberty City. 95 North Bell, watch for a collision near the boulevard on the right shoulder. This is still constant concern. Skip with it broad.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
I'm a little unsteady,
get into some news. And then we'll get ex-ambassadors in here. So, Diane, some news, please.
And Newman, whose fiance has been missing since they went kayaking a couple of weeks, expected in a court. 35-year-old Angelica Graswald, second-degree murder. And Corey's death, state police said inconsistencies in her statements have led to the arrest. This continues for his body. She originally, I guess, had told police on the 19th of April when his kayak capsized in some rough Cornwall on Hudson. She says she also fell out but she was able to, she was found later in the water by a boater and was then rescued.
And they don't buy her story at all.
No, no. Week to theater murder trial in Colorado, and now prosecutors have been trying to put the shit out. So just what he has been saying as far as an insanity plea. They said he definitely, like, he was out of it, him in the hours after the gunfire rang out, even asking, there weren't any children hurt, were there? They also said that he obviously was looked in at first to share his name and other info, sat down. And they're also trying to figure out why he had called the university's switchboard, I guess, moments before the gunfire.
Yeah, that came up, and
out.
Then they were also talking about how he tried to join a private shooting club rather.
Yeah. Former Arkansas governor said today that he's going to be seeking the 2016 Republican presidential nomination for his hometown of Hope, Arkansas, later on this afternoon. Now you've got Ted Creo. There's also Rand Paul, Carly Fiorina, who just yesterday, and Ben Carson also. Joining the ring. A Tennessee woman who had been searching for a man that she kissed while running the bus on says she has finally heard back from the man. And I guess it was actually more from the man's wife, Barbara. Her daughter knew she was running. When you're running through Wellesley, I guess it's kind of a tradition for the students of the university to stand out there and going by as part of her dare to do that. She said, her daughter said, find some random good-looking guys, and I guess she wanted to down. Well, it turns out the unidentified said the attention of Pajna was fun, but they wanted to remain anonymous. Wife says she's not mad. She's like, you know what, she's giving him a lot of crap about this. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, she gets it.
And even the runner said the letter was so good sport, and he's fortunate enough to be married to someone like her. It looks like the internet went completely crazy. Chipotle put out their guacamole recipe, obviously, heading into Cinco de Mayo. I didn't know it was that big of a deal.
I didn't either. I had no idea.
But they obviously you still got a little mayo.
Not going to make it myself.
For people.
Way. I'll just go get it.
Beating the Rangers 1-0 last night. Jay Beagle's first goal of the hold a 2-1 towards game 4, which will be tomorrow night at the Verizon Center. More games on the schedule, Minnesota and Chicago and Calgary against the Ducks. Baseball, Nationals beat the Marlins 6-4 last this evening at Nats Park.
Hey, did anybody see in St. Louis yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see him, the guy who does the somersault at home?
In multiple, I guess, people run on the field.
Oh, I only saw that dude. Yeah. I saw him, and the security mistake.
What?
Don't chase.
Oh.
Don't chase as you look. It looks, yeah. Well, one dude, one dives at him, and then the guy does a home plate, and then he gets tackled because obviously he's on the ground.
Right.
But boy, he takes pretty good.
Yeah, deaths of idiots on the field led to a lengthy delay in St. Louis.
Game 2 between the Wizards and the Hawks in Atlanta tonight. Washington with the one game edge there tonight. The Golden State Warriors will also play Memphis. Last night it was the Bulls over the Cavaliers. Spurs topping the Rockets. That series, Steph Curry named the E yesterday. News and sports.
XL 102.
Five proudly presents Ragtime Carnival, a two-day event filled with the best indie music anywhere. 15th and 16th at Pocahontas State Park. It's Carbon Leaf. Along with special guest Tippy, featuring Joan Osborne, Steve Gorman, and other crack musicians. And People's Blues of Richmond. And singer-actor Jeff Danvan, and many more. Tickets for Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnival are available and online at Pocahontas.com. For the two-day event, start at just $34 now. It's a two-day Ragtime Carnival in the gorgeous surroundings of Pocahontas, Carbon Leaf, Trigger Hippie, and many, many more. If you want the best live music, you've got to come to Pocahontas Live.
Elliot in the Mobile 2.
Seven, falling out, we got to move it. Oh no, no. Tell them if I was out. Tell them to leave it all, move it. Oh no, 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 no. Don't tell
it to me. 6-6 to Elliot. 866-235-55. Call me right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Rise Against. Show comes up the end of July. Call me right now. The tickets are yours. 866-235-5468. We'll take a break. We'll get a winner. X ambassadors join next.
Hit me with.
with a little organ, Paul.
Elliot.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make?
I'll mix it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking.
Juicy feta cheese, cucumbers, any of your favorite veggies finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as a Subway chopstick.
Yes, yes.
The new collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. You already know about Pearson Mazda's 1,000-mile warranty on Mazdas. Now you should know more certified pre-owned Mazdas than any other dealer in Central Virginia. These are Mazdas that look new, but with a longer warranty than most new Mazdas. Pre-owned is the way to go at Pearson Mazda in the West End or in Springfield or Mazda.com.
Tickets are on sale now for Landmark Music Fest. Days, 5 stages, and the National Mall. With over 40 artists, including Drake, The Strokes, The Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, George Mace, and many more. September 26th and 27th in West Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Continue the full lineup at Landmark Fest, presented by the Trust for the National Mall for Life.
The wrong view works often. Take Jack here. His feet were yelling louder than his wife when he told the backhoe guy to drop his load of sand in Taney Bill's toolbox. And Bill, he's looking. Even for a guy who's Nick Bill. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Boom Pro Doc Work Boot. Technology and a 30-day Comfortland Pro. Visit your local work zone to get a pair.
At Chesterfield Auto Parts, we all know with just a you can pull off your own parts at the price of the universe. But now, that's right. Because now, we offer new aftermarket parts that fit almost any make or model at 3 locations. Richmond, Midlothian, or Fort Lee. Or ChesterfieldAuto.com. Chesterfield, unpick or pull off your own great deal.
This Mother's Day, see her smile. Give mom a hand in London because nothing says thank more than the gift of relaxation any. Now through Sunday, May 10th, a Hand and Stone gift card and receive a $20 promotional gift card for yourself. Visit one of our 3 Hand and Stone Massage and Face at Chesterfield, Carry Pump, or Hand and Stone. See participating spa for details.
HVAC installer. And you want to earn more and work for a team that cares about you. Enter our air any evening from 3 to 6 and find out more. I'm Hugh Joyce, owner of James River Air, and I promise a decision of your life.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, wore a hat, got most to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, dog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Ingredients and carefully bake to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your Vita.
Morning win.
Due to construction for between New Market Road and Route 10, your left and center lanes blocked by construction. Crown 95 near the Boulevard. Watch for collision skip with the Broad and Francistown Road.
From the top of the Elliott King. WWDC, WRXL, Richmond. Elliott in the morning.
to Elliot, 865-5468. Hi, who's this?
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, I got to go real quick with you. What's your name? All right, Steve, well, listen, hold tight. Once it's 20, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. I will send you to go see Rise Against, July 29th. If you hold tight 1 second for him, get info from you, all right, dude?
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, man.
You got it, brother. Hold tight 1 second for him. So what the hell happened?
Taylor had a tire start sparking. When our left tire, it set on fire completely. Yeah. And fell out.
Right.
We almost were stranded on the highway in New Jersey.
So, because the note, yeah, well, okay, sounds very close to, I got in, there was something had happened with whatever van or truck or whatever.
It wasn't the van problem this time.
This time. Okay. All right. So this is
a common occurrence.
Tell the goddamn bus,
right?
Legitimate, and let's get it done at this point. Wait, so this time
it was just the trailer,
right?
So no big deal. We were able to rent
a
U-Haul
trailer.
That's
a big deal. Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like most of your crap is the trailer.
Yeah.
So like when you have to play shows, I would imagine that when they unload all your gear for the show, it comes out of the trailer.
That's true.
That catches on fire. We're off saving the trailer than the van.
Yeah. You're probably right. Didn't go completely off the rails.
And so then the now, but when you said this time, that leads me to believe that the van is also a piece of garbage.
It's got a new van. So our last van broke down on us countless
did
times.
It really?
It so many times, man.
In a band, it is so glamorous.
It's so glamorous. You know, he spent a lot of time with the what are some other ones? Like, we spend so much time in mechanics, it's crazy.
Do you really?
It's crazy.
But like, yeah. What you have to do. All right, you know what? Oh, and by the way, I'm driving the thing by yourself.
Yeah,
Late night gig, and then somebody's driving.
So much of that.
But like, what level where you get to like go in the back?
Well, you know, we're doing that now.
Hey, yeah. All right, wise ass.
Casey's a wise ass. We get to lie down and max in right now. It's a 15 passengers, so we each have a row.
Right.
Our tour manager having
It's not as bad as I think.
It's still kind of glamorous, you know, in a 15 passenger.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Because
the
width on them, you could really move around.
Yeah, you got a lot of space. I can sleep for days.
But is that like, I've never been in a band. There's gotta be that great feeling of you put out, I mean, obviously you put out an EP and people listen to it. Or you start doing shows, whether it's wherever it is, and people just like your friends. And then comes like that day that you get signed by a label. Which has got to be like this. Yeah. They flew us to wherever. Although it sounds like the way they're spending money, they probably
they treat us all right every once in a while.
But like, what is the like? What like? At what point is it level? Do you have to get where they go? Where you go? Like hell yeah! Now we're living.
I mean, it comes. I feel like no matter what, you're always like. Like, what's up with our plan?
All right, that's
fair. Tour bus? Like, we got a shit. You know, like, it's always going to be kind of a little.
It's tour bus, and then everybody gets their own bus.
That's right.
Then we share a jet, then their own jet.
Yeah, exactly. You know the progression. You know how that exactly.
By the way, how great would life be if that's the problem that we end up with?
Yeah, right?
Hard life, yeah. Everybody someday ends up with their own
for you guys.
Yeah,
right?
That's really an exciting. It's, you know, as you're saying before, it's this dream that we've all had since kids. So Noah and I have known each other. Casey and I are brothers, and we've been playing our whole lives. And Adam, we met 10 years ago. You know, we've really been at it for a while, and to see it all kind of come to fruition is pretty crazy.
Now, were you like with you and Casey, like just growing up? Are you guys, when did you in
seventh grade? Yeah, boy in middle school.
I wanted to play bass, but we already had a bass player, so I had
to.
This was a great talent show.
Seventh grade talent show, man.
I covered video something.
I think it was originals.
We did all originals. Yeah, ninth chord blues jam.
Dude, that's middle school to go on stage with an original?
We all wore cowboy hats, too, for some respect stage.
And you do have video of it?
We have video of it. Manning the whole time, he's just like, he's like a deer in the headlights.
He's nervous. It's seventh grade.
Yeah.
And then, younger than that though, were you and Casey playing?
I always grew up kind of messing around. Our mom was a singer, and I would sometimes sing with her and sit with her, you know, on piano. And then for a while, I wanted Casey to be in the band because he's my big brother, and Casey had his own band. Casey had a funk band. I refused to let him in, even though he is probably, I mean, I think I can safely say this, the best music. But he started playing with us around, was it high school? Halfway through high school.
And just because it was your brother?
Yeah,
because
I have my own thing, man. I want to be able to do my own thing. But, you know, he's a pretty incredible guy. I'm not gonna sing in front.
So then obviously the two of you get along pretty well.
Absolutely not. We hate each other.
Yeah, that's true. And how we've managed to last this long.
is there, if you got Ithaca College up in Ithaca and then Cornell, a D-6 scene up there. I would think. Anybody else? Who else has come out of Ithaca?
No, Gym Class Heroes from upstate New York. They're great guys. They're more from like Rochester though, I think. Yeah, it's a weird scene. We always kind of felt like outsiders because we were playing like rock music, like, and the rest of the stuff that was around was more like Zydeco kind of.
I could totally see.
That's great. That certainly had some sort of influence on us consciously. But yeah, you know, growing up, it was a struggle to come through. Like, I remember Arcade Fire play at Cornell before, like, anybody knew who they were.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was
that's
in the cafeteria,
cool.
Like 200
was it
people.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah, I snuck in, X'd my hands, and I just kind of walked in.
That's what I would encourage everybody who goes to see you on the road to do.
Yeah.
You guys don't care.
You can come.
Yeah. Can I ask you something else? Going back to the van or the trailer disaster. But the, we were in Jacksonville, not this past weekend, but the weekend before Rockville Festival. Doesn't matter. I don't mind explaining it to you.
Yeah.
But they have this massive tornado warning.
Oh yeah.
And they had to evacuate the grounds that the show was taking. And then they opened things back in. And then we got, I don't know, a couple songs into Ministry. And then it all evacuate. Does that happen?
We have. It feels like every festival we play always gets actually play.
Does it really?
Like we drove down. We were supposed to play Austin City Limits last year. We drove all the way down from New York because it was like kind of one, but it was a one off thing and. And we drove all the way down, we rented a place, this great place, we were there for the whole weekend, and we're supposed to play on Sunday. Sunday comes along, and the festival grounds are flooded, and we had to cancel.
Really?
We basically drove down there to stay in an Airbnb and like,
just to hang out in Austin.
Yeah, just to hang out.
God, now I'm excited, I got my tickets for Bonnaroo.
Yeah, right? Oh man.
We were surprised, cause I guess like in some festivals, they'll try to like start condensing sets, so at least mm-hmm. they get up on. I mean, either it was so bad that it was.
The whole day was
rained. Dude, yeah, it gets
so
crazy.
The whole thing got rained out.
The whole Sunday was done.
Yeah, and we're headed to Norfolk, Virginia tomorrow. And the last time we were there, that also got about to go on stage. It was like 5 minutes before we were supposed to go on, and this hand runs back to the dressing. You guys might want to get your stuff in now. It's pouring rain. And I run out there, and it's pouring horizontally onto the stage on all of our gear. Like, just like a shower head. Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. And I'm like,
stagehands were doing anything.
Yeah, no one was helping me do so. I'm like unplugging all, like screaming, like, somebody please help me. Help me. And they're just kind of like.
First of all, it's raining. I feel like every year plug-in is plugged into something electrical.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah,
I'm not dying for. There's no way in hell I would go through. But so what do you do? I mean,
We pulled our stuff off stage. I ended up going on an acoustic guitar by myself. And
like,
then,
does that go over well if people? Well,
I mean,
A for us. Stand out here for 20 minutes.
I think people were pretty disappointed. I mean, we were disappointed too.
We were just happy our gear. We had to take it back. The hair dryer on it all, and like you know, we got serious with it, and then. And somehow every piece still worked.
And it was the lobby. We like brought all of our girls. She's like, yeah, sure, you can use the lobby. And we were like, thanks. And we set up our entire setup in just like breakfast.
That's pretty cool, though.
And I mean, we just wanted to bring in, see if it did.
We bought insurance the next day for everything.
Yeah, we did have insurance.
lock in the barn door.
We have no insurance and no festivals.
Yeah.
It was a good learning experience.
It's never even dawned on me that.
Oh my God!
I mean, you don't have
dawned on.
Don't have medical insurance. Why would you have a guitar insurance?
Exactly.
It's crazy. So thank God we actually. But yeah, it's a different beast than
you
think.
But you know what? You wouldn't do it any other way.
You wouldn't want somebody
to come and start playing stadiums.
No.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't mind it.
At this point, I wouldn't complain.
I think a way to cope.
But even if you look at that progression, though, I mean, for you guys, and I'm sure when you're in the middle of it, it doesn't feel like it's.
Yeah.
But on this, feel like it came really, really fast.
That's great because it really didn't feel like that.
I would imagine that when you're on the process of recording, it doesn't feel that way at all. Yeah. But on this side of it, like I said, I feel like it just took off like that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Once legwork that you got to put in beforehand, and then once things kind of kick into gear, once you see them really starting, things start reacting like they are right now, it does, we're all kind of in disbelief. Things are moving along right now. So,
for example, there was probably a day, I don't know how long ago, but like, the Beats by Dre campaign was mass cup. And obviously it's great exposure.
Yeah, it's
so
incredible.
I would imagine that there was a day where somebody was okay, but I mean, say at this point, but any way that you can get your music to many people as possible, the art that you do, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you?
Yeah. What's cool now is that companies like Beats by Dre are taking into consideration that if they put something out that's actually really cool, that is not just, you know, whatever,
right,
that people will pay attention to it. Like that was shot by a suitable director. He's a music video director, and the commercial itself is amazing.
Okay.
Amazing. It's like, you know, this 5-minute epic thing. And with that, it was incredible. But yeah, this is how people find out.
Sure.
It's really, and it's also a way for bands to survive is a big part of it too. Like, you know, that's music anymore.
Right. No, that's true. And on your encouragement, I'm not even paying for concerts.
Yeah, great.
Did you get to go to the World Cup?
No, unfortunately, incredible.
You're
we had to watch.
Or something like
yeah.
That.
We actually did get to go to Europe, though, to do some promo, while it was going on. We were in Germany and we were in England and got to kind of be there. It's all happening and the excitement overseas is,
oh, sure.
You feel it.
Sure.
You know, so that was a lot of fun. We were in Germany, won this big, like the big, not the final thing,
yeah, right.
But, it was Germany and France.
Was it nuts, though?
Insane. We played on this big strip.
The fan mile.
And there were like a couple hundred thousand people there, all there to watch the game. And we
freaking awesome.
It was great. It was no one like knew who we were. It was like we were playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people just waiting to see a football match.
Yeah,
they and the Americans, so they're just like. Yeah. But the minute I knew, everyone went crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's awesome. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll be ready to play.
Yeah.
Take a quick break. Ex-ambassadors are with us. More with them next.
Elliot in the morning. Tonight, things on an all-new Fox Tuesday. First, even mommy can't help these chefs as Heather goes back to school.
We are
amazing. High school homecoming.
Just stab me in the eyeball.
Ouchie. Sweet goodbyes. Sizzling romances. And a moment so juicy. She's saying,
would you please shut up?
It's the New Girl season. You'll have drooling for more. Foxy's Elliot, Weird Loner. Weird. The new. That's some tasty TV.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox 35, Cable 11, Digital, Cable 213.
Fox News at 10, Richmond's full hour of local late breaking news.
Investigations.
First, with tomorrow's headlines.
Police are still looking.
First, in weather forecast.
Tomorrow, for strong thunderstorm.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time, watch Fox News at 10. The right, the
Doinkies.
Awesome and amazing things happen. Bind into one. Think tackle-based snow cones. Chocolate. It's why Adolph Jewelers decided to take their emergency diamond sale and their two-for-one sale. It's going to be awesome and amazing. How amazing? How awesome? Well, imagine a gorgeous supermodel with the personality of Dora Reaver. Pretty awesome and amazing, huh? Well, that's not nearly as an opportunity to buy one Pulsar Seiko and get a second one free. Combined with a diamond sale and sale, 30% off diamonds and diamond jewelry. And 10% off engagement ring mountings. It's one sale that's awesome and amazing. Adolph Jewelers Emergency Diamond Sale and Tooth Stay going on now. Located in Ramanquiakasin. Adolph Jewelers. Relax. We'll make you happy. Visit AdolphJewelers.com. Offer does not include stick.
Pocahontas Lahontas Live proudly presents Ragtime Carnival, a two-day event filled with the best indie music Friday and Saturday, May 15th and 16th. It's Carvin Leaf. Along with special guest Trigger Hippie featuring Joan Osborne and other crack musicians. And People's Blues of Richmond. And singer-actor Jeff Daniels Band, and many more. Tickets for Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnival are available at Brock's Barbecue in Chester and online at Pocahontas. Tickets for the two-day events, so get yours now. It's a tour in the gorgeous surroundings of Pocahontas State Park with Carbon Leaf, Trigger Hip, Jeff Mills, and many, many more. Live music. You've got to come to Pocahontas Live.
Mother's Day. See her smile. And in stone gift card, because nothing says thanks, Mom, for all you do more than the gift rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th, purchase a Hand in Stone gift card and receive a $20 promotional gift card for yourself. Visit one of our three Hand in Stone and Stone Paws locations in Chesterfield or Short Pump or Hand in Stone. See participating spot for...
Looking for a forklift? Look no further than the brand new Crown Luke lift trucks location at Ford Suite 160 in Sandston. You'll find a complete range of heavy-duty Crown Fork on Fork reliable parts and service packages designed. Crown offers various financing options, including rental and lease programs. Trucks are called Crown Lift Trucks today, 420-9058. That's 420-9058. Or visit crown.com to find out more.
Tired of hearing those guys tell us on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Right now, your favorite breakfast sandwich, which is just two for $4. Start the day your way with two flaky, light, buttery, crisp sandwich breakfast sandwiches. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Limited time.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
A slow go due to construction northbound between New Market Road and Route 10. Your left and center lanes blocked by construction. Crash on the right shoulder of northbound 95 near the skip with the Broad and Francistown Road at Spring.
iHeartRadio goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius on the current state of music.
This particular moment, it feels like a really healthy time in that all the bands that I love, they're just pulling from wherever. It's kind of not like you had to have two guitars, drums and bass, and you couldn't touch synthesizers. You couldn't stray from that line. Whereas now it's kind of, you can do that and you can also put synthesizers in. You can be happy. It's like a good time in music.
iHeartRadio for more Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
Now in the morning on XL102.
When you're lost in the world, you're wondering what you want. So, a bit of everything. Find a house, find a girl, settle down, but it ain't enough. Cause, you want a little bit of everything.
Ambassadors are with us. Yes, the record will be out June 23rd. It is a pre-order now. All right, before we get into anything else, what are we playing first?
So we're going to play our newest single.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, dude, you ready?
Yeah, whenever you
all
are.
All right, let's do it.
Ambassadors is with us. All right, a couple things with Renegades. Number one, if anybody watches hockey, that song is all over the
place. Oh, it's great.
It is awesome. All hockey coverage. Who is responsible for
the lyric video?
Skateboarding?
Well, I'll start there. Who's the who's skateboarding?
So that's my girlfriend's little brother.
Shut up, is it really?
Yeah, he grew up and she did too, so bring him back. He lives in Massachusetts now. I can just have him skate around at night.
So he does the skateboarding. All right, that's good. I'm just talking specifically with in the video.
There was a fucking amazing
problem. Who messed that up?
That was totally my bad.
Was it really?
I was totally sent in the lyrics and bought it. This guy who didn't read a single book.
Thank you.
I'm so embarrassed of. I take my grammar and my spelling very seriously. Good speller.
How about your proofreading? Do you take that
part seriously? I'm a terrible, terrible. That's my fault.
I do like though that you at least came out. At least came, oh my God, our English teachers would kill us.
Oh my God.
It's only one. One word.
It's only one word.
And
easy mistake. It's an easy
fourth.
Yes. Oh, I'll give
fourth
you that. Fourth. I'll give you that. When I first saw that there was something better, I went through the video and was like, I don't even know what the problem is.
Well, that makes me feel better.
I was going to say with Renegades, the NHL is using it like crazy.
So great to
crazy.
Awesome. We didn't even know that.
The NHL is using it.
These songs are just used, man. And like, I mean, we have other people kind of.
Do you know Jeep is using it?
Okay. I actually did a video.
That was the one thing.
Too.
Yeah, it was great, man. It was really, really serendipitous. I'm looking for something new and that happened. It's an incredible opportunity.
But I also like that they put you in.
Yeah, I mean, it was such an organic, already planned out tech footage of like a band on the road, and we were just like, hey, you know, we'll do it. Great.
Now, why
and they
wouldn't,
put us in.
Now, but, like, do you ever tell them, like, hey, sucks?
Well, the problem is they're trying to help us out with a new van. They don't have a Dodge doesn't make a 15 passenger. Jeep doesn't make a 15 passenger.
Okay.
So we're very, very comfortable with our rows. I like my row. I like having my bed, my little bunk.
All right. Wait, Noah, now I need you. Earlier you were telling me you Stanley Cup.
I did with Dustin Brown.
And now what is your connection to
Dustin went to IHAT. His junior year to go do the Canadian
right to play and grow up that way.
Yeah, many hockey players do. But he claimed our IHS win states.
Right.
One of my good friends is grew up playing sports with was on and stuff, and I also am friendly with Destin Brown.
Yeah.
And so after he won, he brought it back to...
He brought it back to all the bars did, and the house party.
Tell him about the guy. There's like a guy.
Oh, yeah. So I think his name is like Steve or something like that. He travels around with a suit.
Right, right.
A foldable table.
Right.
And a NHL
like tablecloth.
Goes, and it's a very big ritualistic type of thing where he sets up the tablecloth and sets up the thing. Places the cup on it.
Everybody can do whatever they
exactly,
want.
Yeah.
But it comes out.
Come out very pristinely. And it goes. There's a suit.
Yeah,
he
sure.
Wears a suit. So we were in the... And Dustin Brown had his shirt off the bar. But see, the Stanley Cup guy was very...
Yeah, no, and that thing is what you possibly could have done. But that thing has seen... I mean, it's
I might want to hit the clinic after.
I don't know what kind of disease you
can try. And now, wait, your parents were at the Rock and Roll Hotel.
My parents, yep, and my sister as well.
Now, I took a date to the coffee. Did you mention not like you were bragging? Did you have Pulitzer?
He was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize.
Was he really?
No, he did.
Then never mind.
Yes, it's a play called Miss Evers Boys, which actually sparked a national apology from Bill Black America. It's a Tuskegee experiment, yes. Which is the first time that any is that.
And that's your
American.
It's an incredible play. Phenomenal.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
He's a talented guy.
My aunt is
also on The Walking Dead. Her name is Tova Felchu.
Right, okay.
Talented sort of sibling.
So the whole family's got it.
Yeah.
And then your sister is fluent in Chinese. That's the
my
other thing I got
fluent
out
of. In Chinese. Yes.
That's the other thing I got out of that. I pretty much stopped it. My dad was up for a Pulitzer.
Yeah.
I was like,
no,
God!
No pressure, Noah.
Well, that's exactly what I spent around in the
yeah, right.
Like,
yeah,
man, figure out how the hell that you're going to get down here.
I haven't
here.
Read a book since 2010.
That's probably true. So now what is the... Not out yet, though?
The record has been like three different records since we've been. I mean, like just like songs and ideas, probably upwards from like 80 things, but full complete songs we had around like 40.
Did you really?
Record. Yeah. And we have just like cut it down, switched up, and wrote more, and now this is like the third iteration of. I mean, you know, we're so proud of this thing, man. I can't wait out. This is like really what we've really been working towards this seventh grade.
Right.
You know? So this is it for us. It's really exciting.
So what do you do with the songs that were done? And obviously you believe in the ones that are on the record.
Yeah.
Like do you pitch the other one?
Hopefully they'll find homes, you know, with other artists or B-sides eventually, you know. Because I'm proud of pretty much everything we do, you know, and pretty much everything.
Yeah, musically, you should be. Listen, I'm sure that you guys would sometimes go in and record something and go like, if nobody heard that. You finished that you're choosing from, I would have heard it.
Absolutely, man. And even we're really proud of, too. And hopefully, hopefully they'll find a
So you would take that and just, I mean, do you just, you don't just give them to
No. We'll shop them, our publishing company would maybe shop them around to some other artists who might, or like re-record them on there. Or sometimes they find places, cities and commercials and trailers, and they're just like that. It's just a separate thing, you know. It's like an exclusive new song
to any of them. So the VHS comes out, and obviously it becomes, you know, five times diamond, and you know. But do you hold on to any of them on record?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think we got a couple that didn't make. I would love to see come out of this record, but you know, at the same time, we also. We're just a little bit.
We're kind of like every other band where we want to move forward all
right.
the time. You know, we never want to go back to stuff. So that's always kind of a weird feeling to do that. So we are writing all the time. We're writing now. You know, we'll be writing constantly until then.
Now, are you guys like when you're out on the road? I get the maybe it's just based on Noah's, but the but like, are you guys like will you go out and like see things or?
I mean, there's barely any time because the way we travel right now, we're still trailer, so we got to drive morning and then we get right to the venue and. All our own stuff still.
Right. I got that so, when you had to go and plug it out of all the water. I figured there was nobody running out there to
no
do it.
There's no one else doing it, man. So we're doing all the legwork, and there's not much time to see stuff. But on like a tour bus, we have windows.
Right.
I guess that's like the one.
No, because like I saw like all happened. When the riots and protests were going on in Baltimore. It seemed like it was like and things going on in the world. It seemed like really honed in on what was going on.
Yeah, man. Well, how can you not be?
It's obvious big things, but it just seemed like there seemed to be keeping up with everything that's going on in the world. And
I think that's very
being
important.
Conscious of it.
And, you know, with anybody who aspires to be a public figure or you know, or finds themselves in the you know the line or the public eye, you should be aware of the world around you. And you know, we all are family and. You know, grew up with talking politics in the house, all of us. So I think it's just kind of a part of who we are.
Right. No, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
All right, what are we playing next?
Next, we're just going to do on our own. So it's a song called Un.
Little unsteady. Brothers are with us the whole time you guys are doing that, and all I'm thinking is, you didn't even want them in the band.
In the band, man.
Case, real quick. Could you pull that mic a little closer? Did you go to a school in Vancouver, Washington?
I did, actually.
To the School of Piano Technology for the...
Damn, you're good, man. Emil Fries School. I learned at least how to make a living for... Then I fired from my store because I couldn't keep coming into work because we were touring so much.
School's pretty famous, though.
I think it's one of two schools in America that teach and visually impaired people how to tune and, you know, repair pianos and that sort of thing.
Anywhere to rip a piano apart, put the whole thing, whole deal.
I could do at least the basics. I'm sure if I brushed up, I could do the whole, at one point knew how to, you know, do the whole thing and all that. I could probably still dredge up my memories of that, but it's a good skill to have tuning. You know, everyone always needs their piano tuned, you know, so it's...
Amen.
In case the band doesn't work.
Hey, you said you got fired. Oh, you were working though.
I was working at a piano store. They were courteous enough not to fire me, but that keep you on the payroll unless you can stay for at least a solid month at a time. And you know, we were just touring every.
Sorry,
week,
can't so make that. So, can I ask the obvious question then? Sure. How did you lose your vision?
Oh, it's been that way since I was born. It's some genetic thing, actually. It's called senior syndrome, I think, is what it's called. But it's a Don't quote me on that.
that's been since birth.
Yeah, and it's basically the same for my entire life. Kind of unusual. Most people who have some sort of genetic thing, it usually gets worse over the course. I don't know what little vision I've always had about the same of, and I use it a decent amount.
How little or how limited is it?
In good light, really good light, maybe 20%. Maybe, you know, probably in most circumstances, more like 10, 15.
Right, right.
But, you know, I keep my phone all adapted and everything, so it's, you know, definitely use it.
Yeah, total sense.
We always hear Casey texting in the back because he speaks.
It's pretty miraculous how good it's gotten, man. It only gets up like every other word or so, you know, whereas it used to mess up every single word, you know. Yeah. The technology's improving. You know?
But now you can't like dirty text with somebody
now. Yeah, that's the one downside. I mean, you know, I suppose I could put it like that. They have a moment out of moment's peace, and sometimes being on the road, you know, family, you know, that you just can't get too small of a house, you know, it's that.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll play out of here. One more quick Dex Ambassadors next.
Elliot in the morning.
No matter how much taste of her, you have flavor. Act a verb. It isn't something you have, it's something you do. Tasting is the freedom thing. It's sampling and dabbling. That's why we freed up your choices at Qdoba. Now, you can burrito however you want. No strings and no sacrificing on your favorite guacamole. So go all, throw it all in and order with a band.
Ann Bannister. Naked at bar.
Graduate with a buffet-style taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar with catering from Qdoba Mexican Grill. Perfect for graduates of any size. Easy, worry-free. Call 888-QDOBA-2GO.
I don't think it's a coincidence Quinn shows up at the very same time we're looking for Wells.
Joe!
To come after us, to distract us.
If I hadn't seen Jurassic World, I'd be nearly as frightened right now.
Tonight at 8 on CW Richmond, Comcast 214, Fios 513.
Street Bad. With Street Legal Drags, the Scorpion Burnout Bash. And the Outlaw SPL Sound Drag. Friday, May 8th, Richmond Dragway, part of 7 p.m. Plus, the 13 contest. Ladies, bring your suit. We guarantee it'll be one hell of a night. No cops, no tickets, no bummers, just a huge party. Plus, the USAC Car and Truck Show with 29 classes and thousands of trophies. Strangle the buzz.
If you're a sinner, how many hours are there in a day? Answer, never enough. That's why at First Capital Bank, we're helping small businesses succeed approach for the ultimate in customer service. First Capital is your community-driven bank that provides products and services to make simpler. And your business run. To learn more, visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital, let it work.
Months after your accident, house bills start piling up. Insurance companies and bill collectors overwhelm you.
Will you be struggling to make ends meet?
Months from now, will you be facing financial pain because of someone else's...
At Allen & Allen, we know that a person will end the rest of your life. We've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen & Allen. Call us.
Call 868-7150 today for a free consultation.
It's the grand opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian Superstore. Bigger and better. Quit smoking with Clouds Vapor. Over 25 Premside Bunny, 5 Ponds, All Star, Jimmy the Juice Man, knowledgeable staff to help you quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced vapor, Clouds has everything you need. With over 10,000 sitting bar, visit 11003 Midlothian Turnpike, never second location in Chester. Open Clouds Vapor.
If you're an experienced HVAC installer and you want to earn more and work for a team that cares about you, then drop by James River Air any evening from 3 to 6. I'm Hugh Joyer, and I promise this will be the bigger life.
I call when things got hairy.
Rice was talking.
You get your guys in line. Watch yourself.
Can you just shut your mouth?
New Chicago Fire, tonight on NBC.
A White House plan could put new tolls on Virginia drivers more to get to work and investigate the cost to commuters. Not moving the plan could mean lying and running out of money to fix the roads. Tonight at 11.
Now at the home, $500 on appliances. Let's do better features for fewer bucks. Spring is here, and savings on LG, KitchenAid, Samsung, and more. You can cook smarter, rinse cleaner, spin fast and faster, and right now stay bigger. Let's do this. $500 on appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of wealth. Valid through May 13th, U.S. only, while supplies last.
Right now is the prime opportunity for you to learn how to grow your business. You don't have to go anywhere. All you have to do is visit iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com and prices. That's iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
VHS will be out on June the 23rd. That is the order now. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Then I know I got to get you again. American Oxygen.
Yeah.
Rihanna song.
Yeah.
Well, not really her song. It's her song.
It's her song.
Okay. But somebody wrote it, and it was you.
Right.
Yeah. So what was the story behind that?
That song took about a year to make. It was just so our kid. He sends me beats all the time to write to, and I was starting with this beat and hear the chorus alone for like 6 months. And when it was done, he kind of took it.
Wait, the chorus for the song took you 6 months?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, some it just happen. Some songs you just like for it in like 5 minutes, like breathe out, breathe in American Oxygen, and then the rest of it took 6 months because just like the
whole.
But
give me contrast. How long, like the chorus of Renegades? How long does that take?
That took a matter of like an hour. Yeah,
varies a little
bit.
I expected you to say a month
and
a half.
No, it's total. I mean, well, that it is now.
Right.
I've worked on this
song
for a couple different versions of it, but yeah, American Oxygen took about a year. At first, the chorus was written, and then it was shopped around, and Rihanna heard it and really loved it, and then. We started for it, and there was a lot of back and forth between, I would go in and write verses and then bring it to Alex and her input, and then Alex would take that back to me and I would enact those notes, and it ended up being actually a nice process. It was cool. Neater though. I was just working with Alex in
right.
the studio.
But like when you see the product, or you know, it's really
Thank
powerful.
That's like a real labor of love there for me. And yeah, you know, again, when we're touching, we're all pretty politically minded and
right.
Socially conscious, try to be, you know, and that too, you know, and I we spend so much time traveling around this country and
right.
I think it is a really, really great place with a lot of problems. A lot of people come here because it's such an amazing country but
sure.
A lot of problems, and we need to start addressing those.
But you know what I love is that you'll take something and then you'll be involved in that project. And like I said, you want to be mindful and mark that you end up on the right side of history, and
yeah.
that as time goes by, you hope it plays out. But I also love that at the same time, you'll look at it, the girls from Pitch Perfect doing, you can be involved in something like that.
Yeah.
And that's freaking awesome also.
It's pretty crazy, man. It's really, really insane. We've been very, you know, that our songs in places that they have. And I think it kind of speaks to who we are too, as a band. You know, they're all over the place. You know, and have always been, and we've always kind of embraced that rather than like tried to figure out like, okay, well, you know, like let's like put ourselves in direction, and
right.
Only this direction. We kind of love the can do it all. You know, or we want to be able to do it all. Yeah. So you know, the fact that we have this song American Oxygen that's like in this Pitch Perfect different worlds, and it's great. And then Renegades is somewhere in the middle. It's cool.
And then on the 23rd, we'll see where everything else falls
in.
Oh, man,
we're so proud of this record, dude. I can't even tell you.
I hope it does great.
At the end of the day, all we can really hope for is that we put out something in the world that we're really proud of.
Right.
And I think we will accomplish that once it's out.
All right, give me one more.
This one is one we wrote with Jamie Ann Commons, but he's not here, so I'll do my best to cover his part.
Yay.
It's too long living the same old lives. Feel too cold to live, too young to die. Like it's dead. Just forget the rest, it's the best in you. Won't you into the jungle? Ain't no my streets in the heart of the jungle. Won't you follow into the jungle? Oh, ain't no God on these streets in the heart of the jungle. Won't you follow me, follow me to the jungle? Nearly lost my mind in the city of lights, in the back street bows and the neon lights. Oh, I heard the thunder, I can feel it. It's the same religion, name.
All right.
Won't you follow me into the jungle? Won't you follow me into the jungle? Oh, ain't no God on these streets in the heart of the jungle.
Ambassadors, the record VHS will be out June 23rd. You can pre-order it now. I know you guys got a show at the National June 19th in Richmond with Andrew. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
He really is.
The nicest guy. And the whole band is great. And it's so great.
Yeah, that song's awesome.
It's so awesome.
And then Echo Stage, July 27th with Vance. Listen, dude, I hope the record is, I hope it's awesome when it comes out.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that'll be out on the 23rd. It's available for pre-order. For now, X and Bass coming in. I really,
so
really appreciate it. We will take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
I hope they think it's deep, butter and bread.
something I said? What's something?
As Hell's Kitchen back to school.
We are doing an amazing high school homecoming.
Just stab me in the eyeball.
Ouchie. Goodbyes. Sizzling romantic moments so juicy, it has everyone saying... It's the New Girl season finale, drooling for more. Followed by the season finale of Weird Loners. The new... That's some tasty TV.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox for Cable 11 Digital, Cable 213.
And stay tuned for Fox News at 10, Richmond, Railroad News. For tomorrow's headlines.
Police are still looking.
First with most and weather forecast.
Tomorrow for a strong thunderstorm.
The local news and weather you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time, watch Fox News at 10, the right time for news.
Run it and head out to the Moto Cruiser Motorcycle and ATV Show. All indoors at the Richmond Raceway Complex. See the new 2015 bikes. Shop for new and used bikes. Right by three. Check out the amazing custom bikes. Enjoy Richmond's hottest rock and country music talent live on stage. Details are available at motocruiser.com. O-T-O-C-R-C-R-U-C-E-R. Be there.
Did you 7 artificial ingredients in some fast food chicken? 7. If your chicken is doing, it really needs an intervention, not a side of fries. At Chipotle, we are, as in perfectly diced and keeping it real in an adobo marinade, really, cumin, garlic, oregano, salt, and pepper. That's because great, great chicken doesn't really have an artificial ingredients. Now, it deserves to stand proud in a bowl, taco, or burrito. Chipotle, just the good stuff.
Every day, we take 20,000 breaths, walking, sleeping, and breathing in, or that indoor air times worse than outdoor air with Filtrete filters, featuring exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from 3M to pull in and trap unwanted particles your air flow through. Change your day. Come into Lowe's, save 15% on Filtrete filters, and make every breath Lowe's. Never stop improving.
Safe Auto presents other things you spend.
You pay for day old donuts and service fees. Non-local honey, temporary tats, smells for your car, laundromat candy bars, or a speedball game plan. A few minutes for a darker tan. Sugar toppings replacement has changed in the couch abyss.
Yeah, or Safe Auto can get you the right car insurance for about $3 a day. Safe.com.
Enjoy the road ahead.
Keith graduated with a degree in network security from ECPI University.
ECPI, decision I ever made.
Like Keith, next level in your career in as little as 2.5 years or less. Go to ecpi.edu and explore your other degrees in technology, business, health science, nursing, criminal justice, or culinary arts. Go to ecpi.edu. Best decision you ever made. More information on this program's success, cost, and other important facts to ecpi.edu/fastfacts. Programs vary by...
If you're an experienced HVAC installer, and you want to earn more and work for a team that cares about you, then drop by James River from 3 to 6 and find out Hugh Joyce, the owner of James River Air. And I promise this will be the best decision. Go to JaneGriffithAir.com and apply online or call to find out about our amazing career opportunities. Your equal opportunity employer. Call or click JaneGriffithAir.com.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock.
Who's there?
Croissant witch. Knock, knock. Croissant witch, silly, I told you already.
Get two croissant sandwiches, Burger King. Burger King, restrictions apply.
I had this morning. Then what did I do?
Just fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw Chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try New Belts when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Right now is the time to learn how to grow your go anywhere. You don't have to spend it. Is visit iHeartRichmond. Get ideas, advice, and prices. That's iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
From the top to the 8 in the morning building. WWDC Washington. WRXL Richmond in the morning.
VHS will be out June 23rd, but you're now. Think real quickly before. Thank you very much to Moe's Southwest Grill. Cinco de Moe's. Today, celebrate Cinco de Moe's all day long. Enjoy any gifts also for only $5. Also, the first 50 people get a t-shirt. Well, obviously, they're burritos. Their menu, all vegetarian menu, and low-calorie. And remember, for a limited time, you can text Moe's DC to 81018 to get yourself a free burrito. So thank you very much for coming in today. Today, Dirt. Tickets for you. I will need a winner to go see the Wizards take on the Hawks. And a winner to see the Capitals, the Rangers. Caps and Rangers tomorrow night at Verizon Center. 2-1. Thank you, JB. Thank you, Beagle. 2-1 in that series. I will give you tickets to game 4 tomorrow night at Verizon Center. Also, I need a Wizards winner. Nothing on Atlanta. They play tonight, obviously, in Atlanta. They will come home for game 3 and will be on Saturday at Verizon Center. Check tickets. WashingtonWizards.com or Washington Cash. See if there's any tickets available for either game. If you need to buy tickets that way. Call me right now, though. I'll take a winner for each. 866-235-5468. I need a Caps fan and a Wizards fan. See the playoffs. We give away playoff tickets every single day as long as we can. All right, Diane. Let's get into some dirt, please.
Dancing with the Stars back with its result show elimination night tonight.
I don't even know who's still left on the show.
With Rumor, they danced last night, too.
Rumor Willis. Scores. No S.
Yeah, she's doing really well.
Good for her.
Voices new tonight, fourth finale for New Girl, and awesome finale for Weird Loners. Airing tonight. Later in the evening, John Willie Nelson.
Oh, that's awesome.
That ought to be good. By the way, Jon Stewart is thinking about life beyond the dailies, starting to wind down like the last couple of months that he's going to be on the air. His wife is a big animal activist.
Started out as a vet tech.
We have even purchased some land in Jersey and are thinking about opening an animal sanctuary.
Oh, he's the new Brendan Witt.
Rescued animals. I don't know if he's going to do a wolf.
Yeah, a wolf? He's not going to walk around with a wolf and a baby Bjorn?
No.
And have monkeys jumping up and down on the stove?
No, but that's one of the things he's planning out. Chris Brown, accused of punching a guy during a basket over the weekend. Reportedly, Jeremiah was involved in that altercation weeks ago by a guy that he had attacked during a pickup game in L.A. last year. Birthday Chris Brown, 26 today.
What a piece of garbage. Piece of bitch.
Lauren Jr. has been sentenced 10 years in prison for statutory rape and child molestation for 17-year-olds on several occasions. After his release, he'll be on probation for another 20 years. Dad, obviously also a registered sex offender, thanks to an incident with that 16-year-old prostitute back in 2011. Fox, we're doing full of more reasons. That'll mean 28, which will put it at 6.
Ted, did you lose your card? No, I don't have them. Oh, the band.
So much for the van.
Ted, the band, this band is nothing but trouble.
No.
The mics are on, just so you know, before you start bashing them and they can hear you. I did not see keys. I did pick up the cup that somebody dropped on the floor, though. Welcome.
Is it out by the food?
Okay. Wait, what'd you say, Doug? I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know what to say. It's about just hang out. Get some food.
I was saying, Fox has renewed The Simpsons for a couple of more seasons, so by the time they finish, rather, 27 and 28, they will be in 25. Obviously, and further, the longest-running scripted series in prime time. Also, sealed and cast as for independence from roles in CSI New York, more recently in Gone. Other actors from the old Independence Day, including Bill Pullman, Judd Hirsch, Vivica A. Fox, Jeff Goldblum, they're all going to... not Will Smith this time.
Nope.
Walking Dead star Gabriel arrested for DUI, pot, and speeding. His real name is Seth Gilliam. In a 55, they found a joint.
He was high.
Center console, 8107. When the cops asked him, he said, yeah, I had three beers and a shot. So he was after posting at the night on. Will Poulter played the dorky kid Kenny in the movie We Are the Mill. He has somehow now gotten the part of Pet Clown in the new movie version of Stephen King's It. They said it sounds a little off.
Awesome,
they said the casting people were completely blown away by him when he did his audition. New version for the big screen, and they're going to make it into two movies. Two original novel, in case you don't remember, and it goes over a span
I remember
of
that.
30 years.
That was a...
Did you read it?
In like 2 days. Day and a half. I got it one afternoon, read all that night, and then the whole next day. Your pages. Right. I read very, very quickly.
That's true. Former Meet the Press moderator David Gregg putting his house up for sale. He and his...
Oh, damn. That's right, because he's...
A knife, listing it for $2.5 million.
That sounded dickish.
I believe it's just a little over what they in 2005 when it sold.
Is here like he would complain like about people in the neighborhood? I mean, he is a dick.
I can't remember the name of it, but they had that house that they would like for charity. Would come and pay a certain amount of money to be able to go walk through it, but he didn't like
David Gregory's an ape.
But Thrillist out with its lowest neighborhoods in America. Clarendon in Arlington, Virginia ranks 10th.
Boo.
Other notables, Lodo in Denver, 6th Street in Austin, Chicago. They said the in New York.
In New York, I can see that.
Charlie Sheen, not dead yesterday.
Went off yesterday.
Okay, match.
By the way, which is the stupidest thing ever. Charlie Sheen, though.
Tweeting.
Are you talking about, dick move.
His tweet, reading, Dear Josh, being treated by the devil to the angels is shameful. FAA, have a drink and go hit some bombs. C, hashtag get out of my grill.
Okay.
Are people...
Well, remember,
that is so unlike Charlie Sheen.
No, it's not, but... keep in mind, remember he just was... He told his boy Dan Rawson.
That's right.
Dan Rawson. Oh, you know what? I always liked Dan.
John Mayer, Talking Magazine, and their website about his watch collection. Speaking of... I mean, Charlie Sheen's obviously known for that, one of the things he's known for. I think he's known for the drug problems a little bit more, but
stars.
Well, that too, and the whole Tiger Blood thing. I didn't know John Mayer, but they said his watch collection is worth tens of millions of dollars. He's actually, he knows his stuff when it comes to knowing about the classy, nice, expensive ones, things like that. They said people will actually consult him on certain watches. Like, he's got, like, this...
Have you ever consulted anybody on a watch?
No.
Have you ever heard of anybody consulting anybody?
I have not.
No, never.
Buying advice to people like Drake, and which I didn't know. He's known to post a bunch of photos on Instagram, and, again, collection worth tens of millions of dollars. Apparently, the divorce heating up again for Nicole Richie after some moving vehicles were spotted outside their home, and need to pass along.
Oh, no.
Ellen Albertini Vow. You don't know the name, but you definitely know her face, and you remember her Rapper's Delight singer.
Oh, my.
To be 101.
Really?
She passed
away. Oh, some bitch. Yeah. That's sad. That's sad, Diane.
That's a good run.
No, that is a good run. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Hi, who's this? What's your name, dude?
Hey.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Elliot.
Good. Listen, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. I'm going to take on the Atlanta Hawks. That game will be Saturday. That'll be game 3 of their series. First game back in D.C. So if you hold tight 1 second, some info from you. And there are 3 of the Wizards Hawks series. So hold tight 1 second.
Thank you so much, Elliot.
Hold on 1 second, and that means up here, line 1. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Yes, it is. Who are you?
This is Sean from Richmond.
Sean from Richmond, you got your tickets tonight. Game 4 between the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers.
Thank you so much.
Dude, for tonight's game. I am so stoked for tomorrow night. So listen.
So am I. Last night's game was incredible.
Wasn't it great to see a Beagle pop that little puck? You know what? That's called sticking with a puck, Diane. Yep. That's called sticking with a play. I don't know why I'm talking. All right, listen. Hold it for me.
Was that talking?
Kaylee will get some info from you, and I will see you. I will see you at Verizon Center tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. Thanks again to X Ambassadors for coming in. VHS. June 23rd. It's available for proof. You can see him at the National, June 19th, Wilderness. Also, you can see him at Echo Stage, July 27th with Milky Chance. So thank you very much to X Ambassadors. Thanks again to Moe's South. Make sure you get in there and enjoy Cinco de Moe's today. Remember, the first will get a burrito, chips and salsa, only $5 all day. They're known for their burritos, their menu has a kids menu, vegetarian options, and also low-calorie options as well. Stop into Moe's Southwest Monday, each and every Monday. Go chips, salt, a drink, 95. Oh, and I guess I need to, I got to thank Josh for early this morning.
Can't forget when we broke the internet. You were part of that. We did it together.
That's right.
You were the fill-in for Kaylee because you were addressed to bail.
Go through today. Thank you. Everybody have yourself a good day. Back here tomorrow. And see you soon.
The day is closed. Another day. It's gone from us away. It'll be back, though. We'll celebrate. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Farewell. I'll be here saying goodbye. I hate to go and leave us pretty tight. Bye.
HD1 Richmond.
An iHeart radio station.
Here's your chance to hang with Mumford & Sons in Walla Walla, Washington. Text this
EIE spelled VI. Text that to 45495. Standard message and data rates to apply. And out today, this
you may call it an evening, but only lost the night. Present all your feelings. May they comfort you tonight. And I'm climbing over something. I'm running for
Tell me I'm alive. This is never gone.